an option. So those are the little things that we talked about before the game that we want to hope Stanislaus continues to do.
Fastball misses high, and it's two. They called a strike? Okay, I thought that was high for ball two. Never mind. 1-1 the count to Murphy. Runner goes. Pitch is taken. The throw to second base is in time. Nice throw that time by Tom, and he throws out Valdivia, and there's one away.
Do we have a replay on that? I'm not sure about
Valdivia
that.
Valdivia didn't, he didn't argue.
No, okay.
And Valdivia's looking at his wristband talking to Coach Leonasio, and somebody may have gotten a sign wrong.
I think you may be correct on that one.
Pitch is inside.
Because Murphy squared the bunt.
And I believe it is 3-1, I think. It is 3-1. This is the time of day where you can't see the scoreboard very well with the sunshine. Fastball on the outside corner, and it's 3-2. And already Schumacher, two batters, two full counts. So where he's going to walk, and then Valdivia gets gunned down. That is the third Warrior that's been thrown out trying to steal already this year. Pitches in the dirt, ball four, and another walk given up by Schumacher. And now J.D. Madrigal will be the batter. Madrigal, one of the offensive forces for Stanislaus here last weekend. He went 7-for-18 with two home runs, five RBIs. One of those home runs, Mike, a game-tying, two-out, two-strike, three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning of the season opener.
No kidding.
That's why we went 13 innings.
Those are fun.
It was fun. Been more fun if the ball he hit in the 11th inning would have been called fair because it would have scored the winning run. But the home plate umpire called it foul. Nobody else thought it was foul except the guy that matters.
And there's no replay at this level, huh?
No.
Yeah.
First pitch, inside corner, strike one. Schumacher trying to come in and down against these Warriors right-handed hitters.
Yeah. Madrigal's a little on top of the plate, too, so that didn't...
JD going to hit a high fly ball. Right field hit pretty well. Going back as the right fielder. He's there, and he is going to make the catch. Sasaki battling the sun. And he fought it all the way, and near the warning track in deep right field, he made the catch for out number two.
Fantastic catch. I mean, that ball just kept drifting and drifting and drifting out there with the wind going from left to right field. That ball just carried.
And again, it's interesting because the flags down the left field line look completely limp, and now they're kind of blowing in, and that ball just kept carrying down the right field line.
Earlier, it was blowing from left to right. I noticed it has changed since then, but...
So Schumacher's first pitch to Solis is taken for a strike. Solis, 1-for-16 last weekend. I told Alex before the game, I said, you got all the hits saved up in that bat for this weekend. And he's going to swing and rip one up the middle for a base hit.
There's one right there.
I was talking to Randy Hopkins on Sunday, and I said, when this all ended, I said, Valdivia and Solis, somebody's going to pay for their slow start. First hit of the game for Stanislaus. Puts runners at first and second with two out for Flavio Perez. Perez, who has had great success against left-handed pitching. Last weekend, he went 4-for-17, a home run, a couple RBIs. Where he's had 15 two-out RBIs last weekend. That was the one part of the game, the little thing they did do well. The opportunity here with two on and two out. First pitch is down and in.
So couldn't get it done with 0-1 outs, but with two outs, they were spectacular.
They were spectacular.
Huh?
Softball going on. First game has been completed. The Warriors fall to Dominican by a score of 2-1. They'll play the second game here in about a half an hour, just across the parking lot. Flavio takes a pitch inside. 2-0.
Flavio's fun to watch. He doesn't get cheated usually.
No, he does not. He hit a bomb here on Sunday. I mean, it was a bomb.
Yeah.
Big boy home run.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
Big, strong kid. And
yes,
he'll tell you he was 5-for-5 in stolen base attempts last year. But he's 0-for-1 this year. Pitch is swung on and popped up. Shallow right field. Sasaki coming in towards the line. He'll get there. He'll make the catch. And that will retire the side for the Warriors here in the first. No runs, a hit, and a couple left. We're through one here in Turlock. It's Stanislaus nothing and St. Martin's nothing.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Turlock in like forever? Ben Fun Center. Here's What they got?
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Sherlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Top of the second inning, no score here in Turlock. This is the first of a three-game series. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Mike and I get up a little earlier for a Saturday game. It is a noon start. Most of the time for conference games, it is a 1 o'clock first pitch for the doubleheader. But because we're playing 2 9-inning games, we're going to start at noon tomorrow. It'll be the final two games of the series. No baseball on Super Bowl Sunday. That's an interesting thing, Mike. It used to play all the time on Super Bowl Sunday, and the crowds got a little thin, and I think the players kind of get a little distracted, and so no baseball on Super Bowl Sunday again this year. And so we'll play two tomorrow, and then the Saints will head home, and the Warriors will go home and watch two teams that can't stand playing the Super Bowl. Can you root for two teams to lose? That's all I got to say.
Well, am I mistaken? Did the stand have a TV in the dugout last year trying to watch the Super Bowl and play the game at the same time?
No, we didn't play last year. It was a few years ago. I literally got home at kickoff. I did a doubleheader by myself. It was the year that the Falcons blew that massive lead
to the
Patriots.
Yeah.
And I got home literally as they were kicking off. I missed the five-hour pregame show. Another left-handed hitter, Damon Ingram, to lead it off. Designated hitter. First pitch from Valentine is swung in, and pop foul left side out of play. Strike one. Ingram had a double in 6 at-bats in San Marcos last weekend. Warriors straight away, maybe swung a little bit towards right field against left-hand hitting Ingram, who is late again on a fastball, fouls it back, and he's behind in the count 0-2.
Yeah, Valentine pumping it pretty good, huh? He's probably got close to 90, I would imagine.
Austin sits 86 to 88.
Okay.
He might hit 89. I don't know if he's ever gotten to 90.
Yeah.
0-2 pitch is swung and foul back to the screen. That got a little too much plate for 0-2.
I would agree.
Ingram, senior from Scottsdale, Arizona, went to Bellevue Community College, just outside of Seattle. Slider misses a little low, 1-2. Bright Sunshine, Warriors in their cream-colored home uniforms with the red numbers and black trim, red hats and red socks. No black hats, black socks after they lost two games in those uniforms last weekend. Little looper is hit over Leonesio, who never saw it. It didn't matter. And it ends up in right field for a base hit. Tried to come inside on Ingram. He was able to get the bat head around. Second hit given up by Valentine. Second consecutive inning they've had the leadoff man on. And now Kyle Shabbat will be the batter. Shabbat, who had a huge weekend in San Marcos. He went 8-for-15.
That's a good weekend, too. Yeah.
With a couple RBIs. They scored some runs last weekend. They scored one in the opener, and after that, they scored 13, 5, and 5. Squares the butt. Ball was up first base side. That's going to be a tough play. Navarrete Jr. is going to have to dive, and he got him. Nice play by Navarrete Jr., the first baseman. He just barely got Shabbat as Shabbat dove into first base. On the play, Ingram goes to second.
Yeah, that was really close. I had a perfect angle over here, and I thought I saw separation between the glove and back, but it was very close, obviously.
I didn't think he got him either.
Yeah.
So another left-hand hitter, Isaac Hogue will be the batter. Hogue, looking for his first hit of the season.
Either way, it was a spectacular bunt.
Yes.
Did exactly what it needed to do and more.
Fastball in there for a strike. Hogue, the center fielder, does have an RBI. He was 0-for-9 last weekend. He's got an RBI chance here again with Ingram, the runner at second. One out. No score here. Top of the second between the Warriors and the St. Martin Saints. Slider catches the outside corner, and it's 0-2.
Great pitch.
Tough time to hit now, too, Mike. For those of you watching on Flow College, you can kind of see the shadows. Those of you listening on BlueChipBroadcasting.com, most of the infield grass is in shadow, but Ballantyne's in the sun, but home plate is in shadow. It's kind of a weird dynamic right now. Fastball grounded on one hop to Perez. He looks back the runner, Ingram. throws high, and Navarrete cannot get the foot back down in time, and we'll have an error on the throw by Perez.
Yeah, he had plenty of time. He fielded it on the infield grass, just did not get his arm in the right angle, and threw it high over to first.
Get a little sidearm that time.
Yeah.
When you throw a little sidearm, the ball will tend to sail.
Well, he had so much time. Instead of just firing it over there, kind of took his time, kind of lobbed it a little bit, didn't really put a lot on it, and just sailed on him.
So Kelton Tom will be the batter. Tom the catcher, 1-for-4 this year. 2 on, 1 out. First pitch is bunted up the third baseline, and that's a good one. Barehanding it is Perez. He'll make the throw in time to retire Tom. And with 2 outs, the Saints will have runners in scoring position for Rylan Miyasaki.
So, you know, that was a great play. He did not have time on that one and fired it over to first and made a perfect throw. You got to have the same mentality regardless of how the ball is hit at you, but sometimes that happens.
Isn't it amazing? The harder play you make?
Yeah, it's weird. It is. When you put pressure on yourself a little more, sometimes you make a better throw.
Miyasaki was 4-for-13 with a couple of doubles last weekend. Faces Ballantyne. He pops one up, foul towards the St. Martin's dugout. It'll drift out of play. Strike one. He did have an RBI.
It's the second time through the lineup here for
This is the nine hitter.
Is it a nine hitter? I'm sorry.
This is the nine hitter. Miyasaki.
I'm sorry, my fault.
Ingram at third. Hogue at second. Fastball misses just off the plate wide. It's 1-1.
I thought it was the leadoff error because he swung at the first pitch. Usually you don't do, I usually didn't do that if it was my first time up to the plate that game, but.
Oh, the game's changed. Time.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, and he's watched 8 hitters already go, you know, already go up to the plate.
And he's hot. He's feeling good. He's hitting over 300. Breaking ball. He did not hold up. And it's 1-2. And now Ballantyne, one strike away from getting out of a mess.
But I think that's smart hitting. When you see 8 hitters hit and you know the pitcher's throwing strikes on the first pitch, you go up there hacking.
See what Ballantyne does here, heading the count 1-2. Fastball right in on the fist. And if that was a wooden bat, he'd be getting another one.
Definitely.
That is fouled off just over the on deck circle area where Peter Holubaugh awaits. We just hope they don't see Holubaugh till the top of the third. Second and third, 2 outs. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed strike 3. And Ballantyne pitches out of the jam. For the Saints here in the second. No runs, a hit, an error, and 2 left. We're through an inning and a half. It's the Warriors nothing, and the Saints nothing.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Now, Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's resy.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Out of the second inning, Navarrete Jr., Van Dyke, and Baker to face the left-hander Schumacher, who pitched through 2 walks and a base hit, but a caught stealing really kind of saved him as Tom gunned down Valdivia. And he'll face the 6-7-8 hitters for the Warriors. Navarrete Jr., transfer from Fresno City College, went 5-for-18 last weekend with a double and 3 RBIs. I figure it's too early in the year to start listing batting averages. We'll just, maybe tomorrow.
That's not a bad weekend, first start.
No.
Five hits out of 18? Yeah, that's not bad.
First pitch to Navarrete Jr. is in the dirt, ball one. Navarrete Jr. did not have great at-bats against left-handers, though, last weekend.
Hmm. Well, as we were talking about off radio, we need to sit back on this guy. He's not throwing anything that's going to blow by anybody.
No, and Navarrete Jr. way out in front of a changeup that was up and in, and it's 1-1. Navarrete with an open stance, left-hand hitter, the lone lefty in the Warrior lineup, swings and grounds one past the diving Statskow into right field for a base hit. Now, he peppered that 3.5 hole here last weekend, and he does it again in another leadoff hit. The second consecutive inning, the Warriors have had a leadoff man on. So we've had 4 at-bats for the 2 teams, and the leadoff man has been on every time.
Yeah, and every junior not taking a huge swing there, just throwing the barrel out and getting some good lumber on it and enough to get into right field.
Tyler Van Dyke, the designated hitter. Fastball misses high, ball 1. Van Dyke will probably more than likely be the DH against lefties. Luke Davies will play some against right-handers. Davies, a left-handed hitter. Van Dyke last weekend went 3-for-7 with a double and a couple RBIs.
Is Van Dyke a bunter?
He could, but I think you're headed to the bottom of the order. And he's got great career numbers against left-handers. Swings and fouls one back to the screen. He had a good swing and a fastball right there, and he just missed it.
That was a great swing, yeah.
Van Dyke with some colorful batting gloves
there.
I
was just about to say something about that. Looks like a Skittles bag exploded in his hand.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That's got every color of the rainbow and then something. Breaking ball down and in, 3-1.
You got a little pink neon, you got a little green neon, you blue. Yeah, that's interesting.
A little yellow on the strap.
Maybe that's designed to distract the pitcher.
It distracted me right now. 3-1 the count, and they chase Navarrete Jr. back.
Yep. The big question, is it going to help him hit? We'll find
that's
out
what
that
matters.
Out. Yeah.
That's what matters. 3-1 the count, runner at first, nobody out, no score, bottom of the second. And Van Dyke takes a pitch at the knees as Van Dyke was 2 steps to first base, and the count goes full, 3-2.
That looked good to me. That was a good pitch.
So decision time now for Coach Leonasio. 3-2 the count. Nobody out. He's already had one guy thrown out trying to steal. Does not go. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3 on a slow breaking ball. Van Dyke could not wait for it, and he is the first strikeout victim by Schumacher.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait back on this guy. That was very out front by Van Dyke. Yep.
Jacob Baker will be the batter. Baker started the first 2 games of the year on Saturday. He went 2-for-8. He almost went 3-for-8, but Ben Lead robbed him of a game-winning home run in the bottom of the 10th inning. Literally went over the left field fence where the bullpen is and brought it back in the bottom of the 10th.
Over the short fence or the
big
tall
fence?
One?
The
no
tall
kidding.
Fence, yes.
I saw that happen when I was playing here once. We had a center fielder do the same thing, and it was incredible. It's just an incredible athleticism to be able to run back full speed and jump like that and be able to get in that position to catch that ball.
And especially in that situation, if you don't make the catch, game's over.
Yeah.
Baker behind in the count, 0-2. Swings and shoots one foul right side out of play, and he stays behind 2 strikes. Big hole on the right side with the first baseman Hartnett holding on Navarrete Jr. You tell Baker trying to hit it that way. Baker, right-handed hitter, waits. And it's inside, and it hits him in the foot as he tosses the bat away, and he's still waiting for the home plate umpire to tell him to go to first. And did he finally? I guess it is. That was the strangest thing. Normally, the home plate umpire will just point to first. Dylan Collins didn't do anything. He just kind of nodded his head, yeah, it did hit you, and Baker went down to first. So a hit batter, the first of the game given up by the Saints. It puts runners at first and second with 1 out for Ryan Leonasio.
Almost looked like Baker just said, hey, I'm going to first, and the umpire said, okay.
Especially 0-2, like that is a brutal time to hit a guy.
Yeah.
Leonasio takes the first pitch in the dirt, ball 1.
Yeah, I don't think there's a worse time, right?
Ryan, 4-for-14 this weekend, or last weekend, excuse me, with a couple of RBIs. You know, we were here, Mike, first weekend last year when Leonasio got hurt in the first game of the year and just never was quite himself. He swung the bat well, but his speed, which is such a huge part of his game, was completely taken away for almost the entire year as the 1-0 pitch is in the dirt and he's ahead in the count 2-0.
And that was a hamstring injury, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that hinders a lot of movement, man, a lot of agility, a lot of push-offs and stuff, yeah.
2-0 the count. Runners take their leads from first and second. Pitch, low, 3-0. Well, Schumacher has now thrown 35 pitches, only 17 of them in the strike zone. That does not typically lead to long outings. 3-0 pitch, poured in there for a strike, 3-1, Leonasio taken all the way. That pitch from Schumacher had a little more giddy up on it than a lot of the other ones we've seen him throw.
Yes, it did. Yeah, that was interesting. We'll see if he continues to turn to throw that hard. But
top of the order, Valdivia waits on deck. Two on, one out. 3-1 the count to Leonesio. Fastball, inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Third walk given up by Schumacher. And that loads the bases for Valdivia. Valdivia walked to lead off the bottom of the first, and then he was thrown out trying to steal. So an opportunity for Valdivia to do some damage.
Yep.
Get the Warriors on the scoreboard. Warriors need to play from ahead. They played from behind all weekend except for the first game Sunday. Fastball misses outside. Ball one.
Yeah, I think worst case scenario here, you hit a sack fly to outfield. I think you got to look for something, look to lift something here.
What another count? That is five out of six out of the strike zone.
Yeah, left field line is wide open. They're playing him.
Valdivia gets a fastball right down the middle and fouls it straight back. 1-1. Want to congratulate Rihanna Wallace as she broke her own school record in the 60 meter, 7.71 seconds at the Wolplatt Classic in Reno. I could maybe go like 6 meters in 7.71 seconds. 1-1 pitch is swung in and foul back to the screen again, and it's 1-2. Rihanna helps us out on the basketball broadcast. Congratulations to her.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
That is fast.
60 meters and 7.7?
7.71.
Oof.
That's moving.
Yeah, that is.
1-2 pitch to Valdivia, swung on and reached for and fouled off to the right. Hits the net just before it kind of goes down towards the St. Martin's dugout on the first base side. Valdivia stays alive. Warriors just don't look terribly comfortable at the plate right now against Schumacher. 1-2 pitches, line to center field. That's going to be a base hit. And falling down is the center fielder, Hogue. And they're going to run for a while. Scoring is Never Ready. Behind him is Baker. Scoring easily is Leonesio. Into third is Valdivia. And the Warriors take a 3-0 lead.
So is that a triple? I think got to give that triple, huh?
Official scorer Joe Danny is going to say that is a 3-run triple for Valdivia. And it's 3-0. I told you somebody's going to pay for Robert's slow start.
Yeah. Well, I think you got to take in the field conditions into play here. I mean, it has been raining quite a bit this week. There is going to be some moisture out there, so sometimes that stuff happens, you know?
Well, Hogue came in hard, and then he put the brakes on, and the feet gave out from under him as the first pitch to Murphy's taken for a strike.
Yep.
You know, the infield is in perfect condition. It's been covered because it rained here hard on Tuesday and Thursday.
Yep.
Murphy got a bunt one up the third baseline, a little bit of a safety squeeze, and he bunts it foul, and now he's behind in the count 0-2. And this was where the Warriors struggled mightily last weekend.
Yeah.
1-for-8, getting runners home from third with less than two out. And St. Martin's playing the middle infield back a ground ball to either short or second. And Valdivia will score easily. Corners in. And Murphy's going to line one foul.
Yeah, you got to sit back right here. Just put it in play.
And you saw Valdivia do that. He kind of almost like a 1-2, now I'm going to attack. And he took it right back up the middle.
Valdivia had a great swing. He waited a long time, just a short little punch. But he got the barrel on it nicely.
Fastball, pop foul, right side out of play. Murphy battling here behind in the count 0-2.
And that's a good approach against a guy that doesn't throw hard. You know, sit back and shorten up your swing a little bit. You tend to get a little bit long when you're facing a guy that's throwing a little slower because they're trying to slow your bat down.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What do they say? Pitching's about upsetting hitters' timing.
Absolutely. Yep.
The 0-2 pitch. Murphy's going to swing and hit a high fly ball, center field, not real deep. Hogue the center field runner. He's going to make the catch. Tagging is Valdivia. Here comes the throw. It is going to be not in time as Valdivia didn't slide as the catcher, Tom, just stood there as if the throw wasn't coming in. At the last second, he got on a bounce and tagged Valdivia just after Robert's foot hit the baseline.
Yeah, that was a high IQ play by the catcher there.
J.D. Madrigal, the guy on deck, has got to get and tell Robert, get down, get down.
Yep.
So a sacrifice fly by Murphy, his second RBI of the year, and it's 4-0. And Madrigal will take a first pitch fastball inside corner, strike one.
You have a good piece of hitting there, two strikes. You got something in the air enough to score the runner. That's what like we were talking about earlier, that's what Stan needs to do, get that runner over home from third with no outs or no or one out.
Madrigal takes a pitch low, 1-1.
I always hated hitting this position right here. You got two outs, nobody on, you just scored a bunch of runs. And,
like,
you know, I just don't like this spot.
Like the downer?
Well, and you got nobody on, too.
Yeah.
You know, you got nobody on, there's two outs, you just scored four runs. It's almost like, okay, let's go play defense and, you know, come back in. But you want to have a good at-bat here.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
2-1 the count to Madrigal. Swings and chops one foul third base side past Mike McNeil. And
who
may not notice Mike Stucker, but Mike McNeil, the new third base coach for Stanislaus.
Yeah.
Kyle Rachels, the Warriors' first baseman the last couple of years, is the coach at first base.
Ah, okay, okay.
Coach Kenny Leonasio going to spend the year in the dugout.
All right, good for him. McNeil did not make one effort to get that ground ball.
No, he did not.
Why?
Madrigal swings at a pitch, almost hits him, and fouls it right towards the Warrior dugout. And it stays 2-2.
I know McNeil saw that ground ball go right by him.
Like, Kenny would have reached forward and grabbed it.
Yeah.
Mike's like,
or at least
nah.
Mike didn't even, he didn't flinch.
He did not move a muscle. Slow breaking ball, called strike three. Pitch that looked a little high, but home plate umpire Dylan Collins rings up Madrigal, and that ends the bottom of the second, but not before the Warriors pick up four runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through two here in Turlock. Stanislaus leads St. Martin's 4-0.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going, working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal. Making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Came back in the bottom.
Welcome back to Warrior Baseball Field. Top of the third inning. Stanislaus leads St. Martin's 4-0. Warriors looking for their first win of the year. Around the CCAA on the InsureCal CCAA Out of Town scoreboard. They've gone to the top of the ninth inning. And East Bay is hanging on for dear life as they lead Menlo 7-6. The Oaks have scored three runs in the ninth and they are still batting. Leading off for the Saints will be the top of the order, will be Peter Hollabaugh, the leadoff man, who was hit by a pitch his first time up, and a first pitch fastball poured in there for a strike. Up in Chico, Chico Saint drops to 2-2 as Northwest Nazarene, the Nighthawks, go up to Chico, and they beat the Wildcats by a final of 5-2. Slider in the dirt. That is a good Northwest Nazarene team. They are 7-1.
Nice.
And then you look at Central Washington, they're 4-0. So the top two of the top teams in the GNAC, 11-1 to start the year against mostly CCAA schools. Fastball misses somewhere, and it's 2-1.
Wow.
Over in Sonoma, William Jessup University knocks off Sonoma State by a final of 6-2. A little bit of a surprise there. Pitch is swung on and popped foul right side out of play. And it's 2-2.
This is Sonoma's last year, right?
Yes. Sonoma will be disbanding the athletic department at the end of this season.
That's wild.
That's a tough one.
That's unfortunate, yeah. Huh?
That's very sad. 2-2 pitch to Hollabaugh. Breaking ball, rolled to short. Nice hop there for Valdivia. He throws it high, but Navarrete at 6'2", able to spear it and keep his foot on the bag, and that's out number one. It's funny, the Warriors have already thrown one high for an error, and that was high. They didn't do any of that last weekend.
Yeah. That was a slow roller. You had plenty of time to throw, and sometimes you just don't fire it across when you have that much time. But
Zen Staskow will be the batter. Staskow struck out swinging his first time up. I'll spit it out. Swings at the first pitch and loops him into shallow left field. Coming in as Solis, he'll have to play it on a bounce. That is the third hit for the Saints. None of them hit very hard.
No, that one was probably a hit about, 120 feet?
Yeah, it was not hit hard.
No, it was not.
It had a bloop single to center, a soft liner to right and that bloop single to left, but they count just the same. And the Saints have a runner first with one out for Alex Hartnett, who had a bloop single to center field his first time up. William Jessup in their first year at Division II. That is a big win for them over Sonoma State. First pitch is in the dirt. 1-0.
You said that St. Martin's has scored a lot of runs. We're going to see here if they can capitalize here on this. Some of these runners getting on.
And can Austin Ballantyne get a shutdown inning? Warriors did a decent but not great job of that last weekend. Hartnett, big left-handed hitter. Check swing, foul at the plate. Hartnett now 7 for 14 on the young season. Well, it has gone final, and Westmont College has swept a doubleheader from San Francisco State. They won the first game 12-7. They win the nightcap in 7 innings, 4-2. 1-1 pitch, swung on it, pop, foul, left side out of play. And it's 1-2.
Ballantyne did a nice job keeping runners close. He's been varying his times.
Later tonight, Colorado Mesa, one of the top teams in the country, will take on Cal Poly Pomona. They beat the Broncos yesterday 4-2, and Regis will be down in San Bernardino to take on the Coyotes. Slider in the dirt, nice pick by Murphy, and it's 2-2. And for whatever reason, we didn't get any answers. Cal State Monterey Bay and Azusa Pacific had their doubleheader canceled today.
In Azusa?
In Azusa. It's
supposed to be in Azusa?
Yeah, Monterey won handily yesterday.
I see raining down there, is it not?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Fastball swung on and missed in the dirt, knocked down by Murphy, but the runner at first, Olabaugh, called out. Two-way, third strikeout for Ballantyne. And Hunter Sasaki will be the batter. Sasaki, who came up with two on and one out in the first inning, hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Sasaki, who last year hit 278, drove in 19 runs. And Ballantyne chases back Staskow. Sasaki, one of many Saints from Hawaii. Fastball at the belt or a little above, called a strike. So not a low strike, but there's definitely the high strike. Sasaki from Mililani, Hawaii. There are about four Saints from that same town. It is a town in central Oahu.
I wouldn't mind playing baseball over there.
No, be nice.
Or any other sport for that matter.
Or anything.
Golf.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Pickleball.
Yeah.
1-1 the count.
Yeah. Been to Maui.
Been to Maui. I've been to Oahu, Maui, the Big Island, and Kauai. I've been to all four of the major islands.
Yeah, it's beautiful there. Yeah.
Slider swung on and fouled back. That one had a little hang time to it. And Sasaki spoiled it off, and it's 1-2. Sasaki, not your prototypical cleanup hitter. He is not a big guy. He is 5'10", 170-pounder.
Yeah.
1-2 pitch, misses a little low, 2-2. And again, the strike zone has been consistent, but it is not at the knees. It's a little above the knees to just under the letters. Ballantyne from the stretch. Runner takes his lead from first. The 2-2 pitch with the runner going is in the dirt. The throw to second base is going to be...
Got him.
In time. Nice throw by Murphy. Nice pick by Leonesio to snap the tag. And Staskow is thrown out trying to steal to end the top of the third. For the Saints in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left. Right to the bottom. If it ain't number three, it's the Warriors 4. St. Martin's nothing.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at pricefordofturlock.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Warrior Baseball. Next week is homecoming. These games will take place on Thursday, February 13th at the Fitz. The men and women's basketball teams will compete against Dominguez Hills' nationally ranked team. The women are number 3 in the country, and the men are ranked 23rd. Tip-off for the women is at 5:30 p.m., followed by the men at 7:30. It's going to be an exciting night at the Fitz. You don't want to miss it.
Thank you, Autumn. It will be there. I'll be back at the Fitz. as we don't start the baseball schedule next weekend until Friday. So Levi Flores will have the action for you at 5:30, 5:15 for the pregame show on Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com, and then I will bring you the men's game at 7:30. That's an important game for the Stan State men. That's a tough task, but right now for Coach Trev and his squad to make it to the conference tournament, they're going to have to win some games against teams that they're not going to be favored against. And one of those is Dominguez Hills. Warriors lost a tough one last night, 74-68 to Chico State. Had a lead with 6 minutes to go and just could not hang on. Alex Solis to lead it off. Be the 4-5-6 hitters for the Warriors. They lead here 4-0. First pitch is a slow breaking ball. Misses outside. Ball one. Solis singled up the middle his first time up. Alex, who last year hit 308 with 5 homers and 25 RBIs. Pitches in the dirt. 2-0. Mike, I don't know if you know this. Now, what years did you play here? Late 90s, right?
I can't tell you that. That would give away my age.
Well, you're younger than me.
I had
Tate in here last week, and he's like mid-80s. I was before I was still on, like, junior high.
I'm just joking. It was 98, 99, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So right as they were transitioning to the Division II level?
It was a little after that.
Okay, so you were D2 then?
Yes.
So Alex Solis, 2 doubles away from tying to being the all-time Stanislaus State baseball leader in doubles in the CCAA era.
Okay, okay.
He has
20-some
40.
Years. 20, almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like, I don't know if the catcher, Tom, he blocked that, and all of a sudden he's very slow to get back up. I did not see where it got him.
I can take a guess.
I was going to take a guess, too, but I don't want to assume anything in case family is watching.
Like he's pointing to his throat. It might have got him.
That's what I'm thinking. It kind of came up and got him.
Yeah.
We got an update. There was something wrong with the field conditions, and so they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. They were supposed to play a single today and a single tomorrow, and now they're going to play 2 tomorrow. And that is a long day at Azusa Pacific. Do you ever play down at their field down there in Southern California?
I did not.
I have seen it. I haven't been there, but I've seen games there. It is small. The wind blows out. And it is an offensive yard.
Do you know how far? You know what the dimensions are?
It's not.
It's 320?
Yeah, like 320 down the lines, maybe 350 to the alleys, and maybe 380 to center. It's not
it's
big.
It's a short porch. Yeah.
So for those of you that are watching on Flow College or listening up from St. Martin's in Lacey, Washington, give you the dimensions of the Warrior baseball field as they continue to check on Tom. Down the line, it is a 4-foot high fence. It is 330 down the left field line. It is 350 to straightaway left as the fence rises to 8 feet by the Warrior bullpen. It stays that way all the way around to right center field. It is 37 to the power alleys in left and right center field, 390 to dead center. And then we have the good old-fashioned out-of-town scoreboard in right field where it jets up to 12 feet high, and then where the clock sits, which says right now it is 4:45 Pacific time, it jets up to 16 feet, and then it goes back to 12 feet and stays that way all the way to the foul pole. It is 340 down line, and we may have a change. Yeah, we are going to have a new catcher as Tom. That's too bad. Kelton Tom just got hit, and we don't know exactly where, but somewhere in the neck throat area, and so he is going to have to come out of the game, and we will try to figure out who will be replacing him. It is going to be, number one, that is Cole Yonemine.
Yeah.
We'll confirm that here. We can't see his number at the moment. He is listed as the backup catcher. It is Cole Yonemine. We'll come in for Kelton Tom. Well, hopefully Tom is going to be all right. We'll see him back out here tomorrow.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm not sure where it got him. It was just a normal block. He dropped his knees down.
I didn't think anything of it.
I didn't either, yeah.
So it is a 2-0 count to Solis as they give Yonemine an opportunity to kind of get loose here.
That stuff happens. I remember when I was playing this guy got hit, and he was out for almost 20 minutes. We had a 20-minute pause in the middle of the game, yeah. He was down for about that long, just on a normal block. And so it does happen.
Yeah, it's just a strange thing. Ball can hit and go a weird way. Thank you. Yeah. Correction, it is Cole Yonemine. I want to make sure I get that right for the Yonemine family, and we'll get in trouble. Pitch misses outside, and it's 3-0. So 3-0 to Solis. Warriors lead 4-0 here, bottom of the third inning. Solis leading it off. Takes a pitch on the inside corner, 3-1. You see the Warriors really crowding the plate. So when they kind of, like they're moving out of the way, an inside pitch, it's actually over the inside corner. 3-1 pitch. This is low, ball 4. And for the third consecutive inning, Stanislaus gets their leadoff man on. And that'll bring up Flavio Perez. Perez popped out to shallow right field to end the first.
Hey, what's the percentage of leadoff walks score? Do you know?
Oh, it's got to be like 60. I think Larry and I talked, it's like 60%.
Is it that low? I thought it was higher than that. But
no, it's a little over 60%.
Okay, college level, yeah, I can see that.
Perez swings at the first pitch and pops it foul out of play. Strike one.
I think high school, it's like 85%.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I guess it gets a little lower as you move up
yes,
the levels.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Big hole on the right side for Perez. As the second baseman, Staskow, almost playing directly behind second base. Slow breaking ball taken for a strike. And Perez behind in the count 0-2.
Solis with a good-sized lead over there.
Alex, not a huge stolen base threat, but he'll steal you a bag.
Well, you know, it's different leading off on a lefty.
And Alex
right
says his legs feel much better than they did last year. Hmm. He battled some knee problems last year. Had to do a lot of DHing at times just to keep off his legs.
Hmm.
His brother Sergio, the starting catcher for Cal State Monterey Bay.
Oh, no kidding.
0-2 pitch to Perez is swung on and missed on a slow breaking ball, and that is the third strikeout for Schumacher. One away, and Art Navarrete Jr. will be the batter. Navarrete Jr. led off the second with a single, came around to score on the three-run triple by Valdivia.
Yeah, he's got Flavio's number. He's been out in front both of his first two at-bats today. See if he can make a change here later on in the game.
Now the switch. They swing over the shortstop towards second, and Avery Jr. swings and fouls one towards the St. Martin's dugout. Strike one. They are trying to take away that three-and-a-half hole as the second baseman, Staskow, has moved way over into that hole. Really, Avery Jr., there's got to be 60 feet between second base bag and where Staskow is playing. And Navarrete Jr. swings at a slow breaking ball and doesn't get it, and it's 0-2. That breaking pitch, Warriors having a tough time with it. They are way out in front.
Yes.
Lights have been turned on here at Warrior Baseball Field. There is still bright sunshine in most of the outfield. Most of the infield now in shadow. 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball swung on and missed, and back-to-back strikeouts by Schumacher, and quickly there are two away.
Yep, Warriors just having a very, very hard time timing that off-speed pitch. It's way out in front, both the last two hitters.
So Schumacher has walked 4, hit a batter, and struck out 4.
I tell you what, I would not like to play right field right now. Because
no, you
right,
can tell
right.
Sasaki is not comfortable
no,
out there at all.
It's right in his eyes, man.
Van Dyke, who struck out swinging on a breaking ball, takes the first pitch fastball in the outside corner, strike one.
See, and that's the thing that's effective. When you have an effective curveball, that fastball just comes in there. It could be throwing 70, but if your curve's 60, that fastball just looks so much stronger coming in. And it's hard to time, too. It's hard to time when you've got a good off-speed pitch.
Fastball misses inside and makes the fastball look so much quicker.
Yeah.
We saw Cam Rosen. You didn't see Cam last weekend. Probably see him this weekend, but he came in. He's got that slow, over-the-top, right-handed, I'll age myself, Bert Hooten curveball.
Yep.
It doesn't throw real hard, but it makes that 83 to 85 mile an hour fastball look like 90 plus because the curveball's coming in at like 68.
I remember we faced this summer from, I can't remember what school it was. It was an AI school, and he couldn't have thrown a hard in 65.
2-1 pitch misses low, and it's 3-1.
And we just could not touch him.
Oh.
Everything was off the handle, off the end. It was just very hard to time. You got a guy throwing 90, you know what's coming. You know,
oh,
you
yeah.
know you're gonna get it, you know what speed you're getting when you guys.
3-1 pitch to Van Dyke is a fastball in the dirt to the backstop, and Van Dyke walks. Solis to second. Second walk of the inning. Fifth walk given up by Schumacher. And 2-on and 2-out, and Jacob Baker blew the batter. Baker was hit by a pitch on an 0-2 count and came around to score a run. So the Warriors with just 3 hits, but they've been given 6 free base runs, and we talked about for St. Martin's to compete this weekend, they had to cut down on the free 90 feet. So far, they've played pretty clean defense on the fact that Hogue slipped and fell. But the number of walks and hit batters, that's eventually going to come back to bite you, is Yonamine and Schumacher not on the same page. And so Cole will go out there.
Yeah, the Warriors have already had two free runners cross, one hit by a pitch and one walk. So making the job for Santa Claus easier when you give them free runners.
Yeah, two of the free runners have already scored. Makes the game harder. So Baker to bat, two on, two out. First pitch to Baker, fastball misses outside, ball one. And you can tell the outfielders for St. Martin's not comfortable right now. You can see the left fielder Hollebaugh kind of holding up his, that's Shabbat. Next pitch misses inside. I wrote Hollebaugh down twice. Shabbat, Hogue, and Sasaki really not comfortable in the outfield. They're trying to shade their eyes. It is a bright sunshine right now. All that mostly cloudiness that Autumn told us about is long gone.
Yeah, I don't see anything, hardly any clouds.
Well, there's beautiful clouds way over on the Sierras.
Yeah.
And Baker's going to rip one off the glove of the shortstop and into shallow left field. Rounding third and scoring is Solis on a two-out RBI hit by Baker, and the Warriors extend their lead. It's now 5-0. That ball was smoked.
Yeah, that was hit well.
So, Mike, the leadoff walk comes back to score.
Yep.
Stopping at second is Van Dyke.
Yeah, we're only in the bottom of the third, and Schumacher, the pitcher for St. Martin, already has 75 pitches.
And you got to wonder, this early in the season, you don't got guys going much deeper than that. But no activity
don't.
In the St. Martin's pen.
Yeah.
So Leonasia will bat with two on and two out. First pitch to Ryan is at the knees for a strike, and all of a sudden the strike zone has gotten a little lower. Which, if I'm Austin Valentine, I'd be happy with that. Valentine wants to pitch down in the zone.
The 5-run lead, Santos would be okay with that.
Leonasio walked and scored his first time up. Breaking ball hangs up high. 1-1. That is the 16th two-out RBI for the Warriors already in this young season.
Wow.
And now we're going to have some guys jogging down to the bullpen to get loose for St. Martin's. Schumacher's fastball catches the inside corner, leaving Asia behind in the count 1-2.
That's a good pitch right there. Right on the inside corner.
Van Dyke the runner at second. Baker with tremendous speed the runner at first. Ball hitting a gap somewhere, and Van Dyke's going to have to get on his horse, or Baker's going to catch him. Changeup hangs up high, 2-2. And that's not to say Tyler's slow. That just tells you Baker can fly.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fastest Warriors on the ball club. 2-2 the count. Schumacher, left-hander from the stretch. Runners take their leads. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, down and in. Did he go? He did not, says first base umpire Grant Myers. And the count is full 3-2. And both Van Dyke and Baker will get a head start here. Outfield straight away. Infield pulled a little bit around towards left. Second baseman Staskow, a couple steps from second base. 3-2 pitch is high ball 4. And the bases are loaded again for Robert Valdivia.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that pitch missed, to be honest with you.
I thought it was pretty good.
It looked good to me, but...
So... Leonasio walks for the second time. So Van Dyke moves to third. Baker now at second. Leonasio at first. And Valdivia, who has walked and hit a 3-run triple, a sinking line drive that Hogue slipped as he was going to get it, and it turned into a 3-run triple, and Valdivia takes a breaking ball for a strike. 80th pitch for Schumacher, and we are in the third inning. We'll see if we can figure out who's getting loose down in the St. Martin's bullpen. They have red jerseys with blue numbers. It's not easy to see. Valdivia takes a pitch somewhere, 1-1. I don't know where that missed.
I don't either. Yeah. It must have been outside.
No.
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 Low?
Yeah, maybe. We'll go with that.
Okay.
1-1 pitch is a breaking ball swung on and popped up foul territory. First baseman Hartnett is there. He will make the catch. And that will retire the side. For the Warriors here in the third, they pick up another run on a hit, no errors, and they leave them loaded. We're through three here in Turlock. It's the Warriors 5, St. Martin's nothing.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
I want to thank the folks at KW Recovery Lab for their support of Stan Sloss Athletics. I was there last night, Mike, in the sauna, and today for the Normatec boots. I feel really good.
What is it? What does the Normatec boots do?
Just provide, you know, I'm just going to be sitting all weekend.
Right.
So it just helps with the circulation.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
You know, so you keep from, you know, I'm getting older now, so I want to make sure all the circulation is working well in my legs, especially when I'm sitting for multiple days in a row.
Yep.
And so it's just a great way. It's kind of, I wrap up my Friday. My office closes at 1 o'clock on Fridays, and it's just a nice way to kind of head into the weekend.
Yep.
Sometimes I'll do the Normatec boot. Sometimes I'll do the Mark Pro little pulsation. I'll do the cryotherapy chamber. Or I'll do the sauna. Or, once a month I get a one-on-one, massage from Susie Delgado, the owner who does a great job, former,
nice.
Trainer for the San Jose Giants and San Jose State. So.
Wow.
Sasaki to lead it off, and he'll swing at the first pitch and foul it back to the screen. Strike one.
Might have to do that. I have never, ever had a massage before.
Oh, dude, you got to do that.
Or been to a chiropractor.
You'll feel so good. You'll wonder, why have I waited so long?
Yeah.
Sasaki, right-handed hitter, to the 4-6-3 double play, swings and fouls him at the plate again, and he's behind in the count 0-2. Sasaki was at the plate in the top of the third when Staskow was thrown out by Murphy trying to steal. 5 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Stanislaus. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for St. Martin's. Fastball misses high. 1-2. Valentine, who's been pretty economical, even though he's pitched out of trouble in a couple of innings. He's had leadoff man on in 2 of the 3 innings. Pitch is chopped high to Perez. He's got it. Fair ball, long throw on one big hop, and he throws out Sasaki for out number one, and that is a great play by Flavio Perez. Just can't have Flavio think about it. Just got to play. Anyway, he does that so well, going backhand, almost going into foul territory towards the third base coach's box, and the long throw, and he used the grass, which is meticulously cared for here by Coach Leonasio, to throw out Sasaki for out number one.
Yeah, he's got one of two options there. He can stop, plant on his back leg, and fire a bullet across, or he can do what he did and flip it off his left foot and just kind of lob it over there, but get rid of it quick. He chose the latter, and it was a very nice play.
And Sasaki, not the speediest of runners, and so he had plenty of time, just made sure he got it there. First pitch to Ingram is taken for a strike. Second pitch is also a strike, and just like that, Valentine out in front 0-2.
It was a chopper hit to him, but it was hit fairly hard. Got to him fairly quickly, so.
Ingram at a soft line drive over Leonasio's head into right field for a base hit his first time up. Slider in the dirt, 1-2. They've gone final in Hayward, and Menlo scores 6 in the 9th to beat East Bay by a final of 9-7.
Wow.
Pitch is just a little low as Ingram checks a swing on it, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, I was talking to you about that summer that threw against us. It was Menlo.
Okay.
Menlo College. That had
Old
the,
Menlo
the
College.
Little lefty, yeah.
Who just is in their first year at Division II.
Yeah.
There was fastball. Misses again, and it's 3-2. Same spot, and give Dylan Collins credit. He has not called it a strike all night. He has been consistent. 3-2 pitch to Ingram is swung on a hit to center field, right at Baker, who takes a step in, reaches up, and makes the catch, and quickly there are 2 away. Ingram hit that much harder than he hit the one his first time up, And that's an out, and the other one was a base hit.
Yeah, it's baseball for you, right?
It
hit it off the handle into the outfield to get hit. You hit a rocket right at somebody, and nothing to show for it.
Kyle Schivato had a sacrifice bunt his first time up. We'll hit with two outs and nobody on. Ballantyne trying to get another shutdown inning. This time, a perfect 1-2-3, and that first pitch slider hangs inside. Ball one.
Yeah, baseball's such a weird game. You can do everything just right and still not come out with a
positive result?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just weird. You know,
fastball misses low, 2-0.
Can hit a rocket right at somebody and nothing to show for it, but.
Oh, Britt Tate and I were talking about that last Saturday night. And he hit a screamer and it's an out, as that is chop foul third base side.
McNeil doesn't even move.
That's not McNeil.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. We're not hitting right now.
No, St. Martin's coach did a Mike McNeil. He yes, didn't he even did. Move.
Yeah.
Showed zero interest.
That's why I thought it was him over there. I wasn't thinking. But.
Pitch is grounded to short. Valdivia's got it. His long throw will be in time to retire Shabbat. And that is a 1-2-3 shutdown inning for Austin Ballantyne. He scattered three hits through four. Nothing doing for the Saints here in the fourth. We're through 3.5. Warriors lead St. Martin's 5-0.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear, bring it in. Trade up, or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Back here at Warrior Baseball Field, Mike and I were just kind of looking at the record so far in the CCAA, and normally this time of year, the CCAA kind of dominant, but, you know, Mike, it hadn't been great. You know, Warriors, the last team in the conference looking for their first win. They lead here 5-0 as we play the bottom of the fourth inning, but Sonoma's 1-3. East Bay, after blowing a big lead, is 1-4. San Francisco's 1-2. Dominguez is 1-2. Chico 2-2. Now they played probably the toughest schedule of anybody. They played Point Loma and Northwest Nazarene. Pomona 2-2. San Bernardino, who will start here in about an hour against Regis, is 2-1. LA is 2-1, as they took 2 out of 3 from Westmont last weekend. And then Monterey and San Marcos are both 4-1. But San Marcos lost yesterday to Colorado School of the Mines. We got a new pitcher for the Saints, and we'll figure out who that is here in just a second. It is a right-hander. My guess is Nicky Scott, and I am right. So Nicky Scott will come in to pitch the bottom of the fourth for Schumacher. Close the book on him. He goes 3 innings, gives up 4 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned. He walked 6, hit a batter, and struck out 4. First pitch to Murphy is taken for a strike.
Probably not the outing Schumacher would have.
Well, really what hurt him, what hurt him, Mike, is the walks.
Yeah, we didn't hit the ball hard off him, that's for sure.
No.
One pitch from Scott
misses. Scott in his career, 3-11, an 8.33 ERA, does have a save in 23 appearances, 13 starts. In 71 and a third innings in his career, as Murphy's going to hit one on one hop, knocked down by Holden by the third baseman, picks it up, high throw will be pulled down by Hartnett, and Murphy is out number one, 5-3. One away, and J.D. Madrigal will be the batter. Scott, in those 71 and a third innings, gave up 107 hits, 36 walks, 16 hit batters, and he struck out 29. So he's not an overpowering pitcher. And his job is to try to keep this 5-0. First pitch breaking ball taken for a strike. That was a nice curveball.
That was nice, yeah.
Madrigal flew out to right field his first time up. Fastball misses. Scott got a start last weekend, and it did not go well for him as he was the losing pitcher. He went 3 innings, gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them earned, as that is popped up foul. Coming over to take a look at his Hartnett, but it will drift over the St. Martin's dugout. The count's 1-2.
Yeah, Scott, not wasting any time. He's getting in there. I think he's not letting that clock get down to about 13, and then he's pitching fast.
He walked three, did not strike anybody out, hit a batter, and threw a wild pitch.
I always like guys that did that. They threw fast.
Fastball, called strike three on the outside corner. Madrigal not in agreement. That is the fifth Warrior to go down on strikes in 3 2/3 innings.
Well,
and
second,
this is, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's the second time Madrigal's struck out looking,
yeah.
Unfortunately. But, yeah.
And this is a St. Martin's pitching staff that only struck out 19 hitters against San Marcos last weekend in four games. So Solis will bat with two outs and nobody on as Scott trying to get the first 1-2-3 inning of the day for the Saints. Solis, a perfect one for one. He has singled, walked, and scored a run. The first pitch misses outside, ball one. Fastball, outside corner, 1-1. Scott, 5'9", 210 pound junior. As that was a hanger, and Solis fouled it back to the screen, and it's 1-2.
So I just looked at the flag out there. It is dead. There's no hardly any wind at all right now. It's just beautiful right now.
It is. It's cool.
It's, yeah.
Mid-50s,
yeah.
But very comfortable. If it's mid-50s and there's no wind, it's actually very nice. Pitch is going to be grounded short on two hops. Backing up is the shortstop, Miyasaki. He will throw out Solis. And a very quick 1-2-3 inning for Nicky Scott. Nothing doing for the Warriors here in the fourth. We're going to head to the fifth. It's Stanislaus 5, St. Martin's nothing.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Austin Ballantyne out for his fifth inning of work. He leads 5-0. He has scattered three hits and a hit batter through his first four innings of work. Last time Ballantyne went four, so trying to get him five, maybe six innings. He has only thrown 58 pitches through the first four innings, and he'll face the bottom third of the order. It'll be Hogue, Yonamine, and Miyasaki. Isaac Hogue, who reached on an error by Perez his first time up, will be the batter. Hogue, who's from Arizona, went to Everett Community College. No, he's not from Arizona. Looking at the wrong guy. First pitch misses low, ball one. Hogue. Is from Pasco, Washington. Pitch is grounded to first, right at Navarrete Jr. He'll field it. He'll take it to the bag himself. And that's one away, and that is five consecutive hitters retired by Ballantyne. And now Cole Yunamine will be the batter. Yunamine, who had to come in for Kelton Tom, who was injured on a ball that he blocked in the dirt. Hopefully Tom's going to be all right. Yunamine, 0-for-4 on the year. Last year he hit 129 with a couple of RBIs. First pitch is swung and hit high in the air. Right field hit pretty well. Going back is Madrigal. Still going, and it's going to be off the wall. Madrigal can't pick it up, and Yonamine going to throw anchor at the second base with a one-out double. Well, that ball just took off. I think Madrigal thought he had it all the way, and it just sailed right over his head and hit the wall on the fly.
Well, I had my head down, and it hit. It didn't sound like he got a good barrel on it, but these bats these days, sometimes you just can't tell.
There is a jet stream right there in right center where the ball really takes off. So Yonamine with his first hit, it's an extra base hit. First extra base hit of the night for the Saints. And with the runner in scoring position and one out, Miyasaki will be the batter. Miyasaki struck out with two on and two outs. And he's going to hit one on the first pitch to short. Valdivia's got it. He'll throw him out. On the play, moving to third is Yonamine. Two away.
That's good base running right there. Just enough behind the runner to get him over to third.
Well, there's so many more ways you can score from third with two outs than from second.
Yeah.
Holobaugh will be the batter. He was hit by a pitch and he grounded to short.
Put a little extra pressure on the pitcher, you know, when you're a runner on third with two outs from throwing that one in the dirt too far. So.
First coach Holobaugh is driven to center field, hit pretty well, chasing after his Baker, still going, and it is going to one-hop the wall. Scoring is Yonamine, cruising into second with an RBI double is Holobaugh, and it's 5-1. Well, that ball took off too.
Yes, it did. That one was barreled.
Yes.
That was a different sound right there. At least to me, it sounded like it was different.
Yeah, that definitely sounded different than Yonamine's.
That ball was smoked, yeah. And it had a little bit of a hit the jet stream just enough to hit that right center gap.
So now another runner in scoring position to run in, and Statskow will be the batter. So after Valentine cruised through the first four, two doubles here, played a run, and the first pitch to Statskow is taken low, ball one, and Murphy and Valentine not on the same page.
And St. Martin's going after him first pitch. I mean, they're not waiting around.
Well,
they're sitting on it.
They've come to the understanding that Valentine's probably not going to walk them, so you might as well get up there and attack early.
Well, am I mistaken, or did Holobaugh just hit an off-speed, looked like a curveball he hit?
I think it was a slider that had a little hang time.
Yeah, and he must have been looking for that, because you don't go up there looking first pitch. You're not looking slider. You don't swing at a slider unless you're looking for it. So there's something going on there.
And third time through the lineup, Valentine going to have to, you know, this is starting pitchers.
Yep.
What separates starters from relievers, can you get through a lineup three times?
Yeah.
Holobaugh dancing off second base. Stasso going to hit a fly ball left field. Solis got plenty of room. He'll move to his left. He'll make the catch, and that will tire the side. But the Saints get on the board as they score a run. With the benefit of two hits, no errors, and a runner left. We're halfway through the first game of this three-game series. It's Stanislaus 5 and St. Martin's 1.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 5-1 Stanislaus. Want to remind you, next weekend, we're going to play a traditional three-game series over 3 days. I think this is my 14th year doing this. I'm trying to remember if I've ever done that before. Single game, Friday is the Warriors will host for the first time University of Minnesota Crookston.
Ah,
solid club from Minnesota.
They'll be happy to be out here.
I'm sure they will. Friday at 4 o'clock, Saturday at 2 o'clock, Sunday at 11 a.m.
I have a friend that lives in Minnesota, and we text often this time of year. He usually doesn't come out of the house until March.
No, it's interesting because I actually have two cousins that live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And we were talking about a couple of my uncles and I going back to visit them, and they're like, well, what if we came out to where you are? Because I think they're tired of being cold already.
Absolutely.
And it's only first weekend in February.
Yeah.
Flavio Perez, who is 0-2, will come to the plate. First pitch slider taken for a strike. Got an update from the indoor track and field we'll give to you here in just a second. Perez takes a pitch. He did hold up, and it's 1-1 as the pitch dropped low. In the distance medley relay, Stanislaus put up a time of 11 minutes 49.62 seconds. That finished first in the Wolfpack Classic, and provisionally qualifies for Nationals. That pitch is hit high and deep to right. Going after it is the center fielder, Hogue, and he will make the catch for out number one.
I cannot believe he caught that. Off the bat, I'm like, I thought I might get out of here. And he did. He made it look easy.
Nice Man. Play by Hogue.
Very nice. That guy's fast. Goodness.
As he robs Perez of extra bases.
Well, that ball's also tailing away from him. From the swing Flavio had, the ball took off his bat. It was literally slicing towards right field.
He got a great jump on
he
that.
He sure did. Man, what a catch.
Averty Jr. is 1-for-2 and scored a run. Swings at the first pitch. It pops it foul towards the Warrior dugout. It will drift out of play. Strike one. Boy, all of a sudden, everybody's swinging first pitch.
Yeah. Yep. I like it. You're aggressive up there, right? First pitch.
Some guys maybe got a hot date tonight or something.
Well, that might be the best pitch you see all of that.
Yeah,
a lot of times.
Breaking ball in the dirt. 1-1. I loved to swing at the first pitch. When I was hitting the ball well, which was rare, but when I was, usually it's because I was attacking the first pitch and putting good metal on it.
I should have swung at the first pitch a lot more than I did. I was not a first pitch swinger.
Never. He's going to hit one to second base. Staskow can't pick it up, kicks it. Now he'll throw it. Not in time. Staskow, who was shifted way over towards the hole on the right side, was in perfect position. He was a step out onto the grass, and I don't know if that messed him up, but he booted it, and then he kicked it, and Navarrete Jr. beat it out, and so the Warriors have a runner at first with one out. That'll be an error on Staskow. That is the first error for the Saints. And Tyler Van Dyke, who is 0-for-1, he has struck out, and he has walked. First pitch is low, ball one.
Yeah, that was about his routine to get this right at him. Really didn't have to move a whole lot. Maybe a couple steps to his left, but just I don't think he had his hands out. And maybe it might have just came over that outfield lip.
I think
lip
he was out on the lip, and yeah. I think that kind of maybe messed him up a little bit.
Yeah, might have a little bit.
And Van Dyke's going to rocket one to left field going back because Holobot's going to be over his head, and it's going to roll all the way to the wall. Rounding third is Navarrete Jr. They're going to send him home into third with a slide as Van Dyke with a triple as Navarrete Jr. scores. And the Warriors retake a 5-run lead. It's now 6-1. And, Mike, we didn't get a chance to talk about, but a continued struggle for St. Martin's, the inability to get a shutdown inning after your team scores.
Well, that error hurts, you know. I mean, it gives the Warriors a free run, basically, after the triple. You just got to make those plays.
Last weekend, the Saints, 10 opportunities to get a shutdown inning. They only converted it twice. And Baker going to butt one on a suicide squeeze. Scoring is Van Dyke. Out at first is Baker. It'll be an RBI for Baker, and it's 7-1.
What a great bunt. I love that. I love that. Keep the pressure on. Keep the momentum on your side. Scoring a run from third base with nobody out or one out. That's huge right there.
So a great job by Baker to get the bunt down. That is his second RBI of the day. It's 7-1, and Leonasio bats, and he swings at the first pitch and drives it down the right side. It is twisting foul into the St. Martin's bullpen. Strike one. I can't even get all my coloring done in here for my run scoring.
Sheesh. It's going quick. These guys aren't messing around, man. They're getting after it.
This is the fastest I've ever seen team score two runs. Well, Scott pounding the strike zone, and the Warriors swinging the bats.
And he's throwing it with 17 seconds left on the clock. Yeah. So, he's a quick mover. I like that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Fastball misses up and in, 1-1.
I like that, too, playing infield. It just keeps you on your toes. And
breaking ball snaps in there. That was a nice breaking ball by Scott. Leonasio kind of shook his head like, that was a little nasty.
Yep.
Ryan behind in the count, 1-2. Two runs in. Warriors lead 7-1 here, bottom of the fifth. Breaking ball, reach for and pop foul just to the right of the David Gomes press box.
Yeah,
count stays 1-2.
These Warriors hitters are just getting way out front, not staying back. And kudos to the St. Martin's pitchers. They're really keeping them off balance.
Well, I think part of it, too, the velocity this weekend, so far, much lower than what we saw last weekend from Central Washington. And Leonasio reaches for it and pops it up. First base side in fair territory. Hartnett makes the catch. And the side is retired. But the Warriors answer back as they pick up two runs on a hit. There was a big error and nobody left on. We're through five here at Warrior Baseball Field. Stanislaus, 7. St. Martin's, 1.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. They're open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
We're back again with Warrior Baseball. Stan State is welcoming all basketball alumni homecoming weekend as we celebrate Alumni Day in the Fitzpatrick Arena on Saturday, February 15th. The women and men will face Cal State LA at 1 and 3 p.m. Come out to connect with old teammates and other alum and show your Warrior spirit. Once a Warrior, always a Warrior.
That's right, Mike, right? We're like once Warriors, yeah. Always Warriors.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden, yeah. This is not a good thing. As Austin Ballantyne, as he was about to start his warm-up pitches, is reaching for his right shoulder.
Oh, man.
That is not good.
No.
Rosh Tremonti, the trainer for Stanislaus, headed out there. They're going to have to take him out. They're not going to take any chances here. So Ballantyne will leave the game. Well, not a typical call to the bullpen, as whoever is going to come in and pitch is going to have all the time they need. As Ballantyne leaves with a shoulder injury, that is a concern. For Ballantyne, we can give you his stats, and we'll take a short break, because it might be a little while. He has a very strong outing. As he goes five innings, he gives up five hits, one run. It was earned. He walked nobody, and he struck out three. And so we'll have a break in the action. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. 7-1 Stanislaus. We're back with more Warrior Baseball after this.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Now, Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's resy.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care. At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Back here at Warrior Baseball Field, it is 7-1 Stanislaus, but a little concerned as Austin Ballantyne had to leave the game with a tightness in his shoulder. Probably more precautionary for our initial report than anything else, but he is out of the game after five innings. He probably was only going one more inning anyways. And so we'll see if we can figure out who's getting loose down there. But in the meantime, we'll give you some scores on the InsureCal CCAA out-of-town scoreboard from the basketball courts last night in the CCA. It was San Francisco State defeating Cal State San Marcos 88-75. Pomona beat L.A. in a rock fight 48-46. It was Cal State East Bay over Sonoma State 80-73 as the Pioneers came back late to win that game. Cal State San Bernardino fell to Dominguez Hills 84-82. And in a wild one, double overtime, Cal Poly Humboldt defeated Monterey Bay 95-94. And as we said earlier, Chico State over Stanislaus by a final of 74-68. So as we look at the standings in the CCAA for men's basketball, remember the top six teams make the conference tournament down in San Marcos. Dominguez Hills clinched the berth in the tournament. Chico State is, for all intents and purposes, headed to San Marcos. In third right now is a tie between San Bernardino and Humboldt. And then it is East Bay in fifth at 8-7. And then there is a slew of teams. Tied right now for sixth are Pomona and San Francisco at 7-8. Stanislaus and L.A. are at 6-9. And Sonoma State is at 5-9. So there is still a lot of things that could happen between now and March 1st. And so the Warriors still have a shot, but now they're going to have to beat some teams that maybe they wouldn't be expected to beat. And it starts tomorrow evening as they will take on the Cal Poly Humboldt Lumberjack team. The Warriors handled pretty comfortably here at the Fitz, but this is a very different Humboldt team than the one the Warriors played earlier this year. They've won six in a row, and they are rolling right now. They have caught San Bernardino for the three spot. They're only three games behind Chico State, and Chico State's second-best player, Miles Daniels, injured his shoulder, and he is out for the year. So that is a big deal in the conference. So it looks like it is Cam Rosen who has gotten up and is throwing to get loose. We're going to take one more short break, and hopefully by the time we come back, Cam will be on the mound getting his warm-up pitches done, and we'll be able to get this game restarted. Remember, 7-1 Stanislaus, top of the sixth inning. We'll be back with more Warrior Baseball in just a couple of minutes.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordofTurlock.com to learn more.
Well, it'll be Cam Rosen to pitch for the Warriors here in the top of the sixth inning in relief of Austin Ballantyne. Again, Ballantyne really nice outing today. He throws just 65 pitches in five innings. Five hits, a run, it was earned, no walks, three strikeouts. He did hit a batter. And, you know, Mike, I thought Austin was outstanding here today.
Yeah, I mean, he was pounding the zone, not walking anybody, no walks, no hit batters. I mean, he just really came out strong tonight and gave him a couple of hits, but you know what? That's going to happen, and only giving up one run in five innings, only 65 pitches. I mean, that's just a really efficient outing.
And more than likely, this was going to be his last inning anyways.
Right.
And in talking to a couple of the parents and so forth down there, again, I'm not a doctor. This is just what they were saying, is that it's just more precautionary than anything else. Austin felt a little tightness. And you know what? At this point in the year, there's a long season ahead. There is no reason to push it three. It already given him five.
Yep. Well, he's a senior, right?
No, he's a redshirt junior.
Junior. Okay, he's a junior. So he's got a couple more years. But still, something happened like that real early in the year. He has no reason to push it. That's for sure.
So Cam Rosen had one appearance, and he was great last weekend. He went 3 1/3 innings, gave up 3 hits, no runs. He walked one. He struck out 4.
Yeah.
He did hit a batter, and he will face the heart of the order. It'll be Hartnett, Sasaki, and Ingram as the Warriors lead 7-1. Rosen, tall, lanky right-hander from Wayne State in Michigan. Played at the Division II Wayne State, which is in strong program. First pitch, breaking ball, just misses wide, ball one, and that is his pitch, Mike. He is not a hard thrower, but he does have that nasty over-the-top Burt Hooten-like curveball.
I like it.
And you don't see that curveball very often anymore. Fastball, misses a little low. 2-0.
I got a weird question for you.
Yes, sir.
So why did he not throw his warrant pitches on the mound? Instead, he did all of them down the bullpen. I think not quite weird.
I think that may be just more familiarity.
Okay.
That's more common for him. High fastball, okay. Foul fits into the glove of Murphy, and it's 2-1.
Okay.
Last year at Wayne State, Rosen was 2-0 with a 5.27 ERA and 13 relief appearances. Gave up 16 hits and 4 walks in 13 and 2/3 innings, and that slow breaking yeah. ball swung on and missed strike 2.
Yep, slowing the bat down.
And now that all of a sudden makes that fastball look a lot faster. 2-2 pitch is a slow breaking ball, and Hartnett cannot wait up for it, and he chops it foul towards the St. Martin's dugout.
What's your estimation MPH down on that pitch?
I think it's got to be starting with a 6.
I think you're probably right.
I can ask Mike McNeil. He'll tell
That's
me.
Right.
But I got to think 66, 67 maybe.
Yeah.
Fastball, called strike 3, and that's where that pitch is tough.
And that looks like 95 coming in.
It's probably 85, but it's
maybe
95.
Yeah.
So a called strike 3 for Hartnett. One away, Rosen's first strikeout, and Hunter Sasaki will be the batter. Sasaki hit into a 4-6-3 double play to end the first, and then was robbed of a hit on a nice play by Perez on a backhand stop and throw. He is 0-2 in first pitch breaking ball, called a strike. Now, if he could find kind of an in-between speed for that breaking ball, that gets real tough. Fastball grounded up the middle, knocked down by Valdivia. He cannot pick it up, and Sasaki will be safe. That'll be an infield single for Sasaki.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Valdivia, just to knock it down. Almost came up with it and was able to throw it, but just couldn't get a handle on it.
I think if he grabs it cleanly, he's got a shot to throw out Sasaki because it was hit so sharply.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It would have been real close. It would have been a heck of a play.
So Sasaki at first, one out, and now Ingram the batter. Ingram singled and lined to center. As Mike and I were talking about, he hit the single softly, and he hit the out hard.
Baseball right there, right? Baseball for you.
Just kind of a weird thing. So, first pitch to Ingram. No, they're going to try and throw to first.
Good
and
move.
Sasaki just got back. Rosen quick.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I have different analysts with me. Rosen, interesting story. I told this story to Larry Johnson last week on Rosen. Breaking ball. Drops in there for a strike. 0-1. Cam's dad was the women's volleyball coach at University of Michigan up until last year, and he retired.
Oh.
That's why they were at Wayne State in Michigan. Breaking ball popped up right over the top of the Dave Gomes press box, and Rosen out in front 0-2. And then his mom got the head job at Fresno State women's volleyball. So
wow.
They moved out to California, and Cam came with them, and Warriors got themselves a nice relief pitcher.
Very cool.
Rosen.
And they got to be in much warmer weather.
Yes, he did. I don't think that Wayne State's playing much of anything. In fact,
no.
When the Warriors play Minnesota Crookston next weekend, that will be Minnesota Crookston's first games of the year. Fastball hit on a high chop to first. Navarrete Jr.'s got it. He thought about going to second, but up 6, no reason to take that chance.
Nope.
Takes it to the bag himself, 2 away. On the play, Sasaki goes to second.
Yeah, smart decision. Just take the bag there. Chopper was hit just too high in the air for him to even really even have a chance at a double play.
Now Kyle Shabbat will be the batter. Shabbat is 0-1. He had a sacrifice bunt in the second, and then he grounded it to short to end the fourth. First pitch breaking ball taken for a strike. And now Rosen an opportunity to get a shutdown inning. something the Saints were unable to do in the bottom of the fifth.
And that curveball is working right now.
And it's an over-the-top 12-6. That is more of a slider, and that one missed off the plate wide 1-1.
I tell you what, if I'm seeing Martin right now, I'm looking for that curve, and I'm trying to sit on that.
And hope I'm quick enough for the fastball.
Well, and you don't have to hit it with two strikes, or one with no strikes or one strike. You can just sit on that pitch.
Fastball,
know what I mean?
And Chabot cannot hold up, and he's behind in the count 1-2. And again, the fastball looks so much faster than it is. And now if I'm Rosa, I'm going to bounce that curveball. See if I get Chabot to chase. There's the curveball, and it hangs just a little high, and it's 2-2. That is not where he meant to throw that pitch.
No, that was a hanger. I think he got away with one right there.
Yeah. It just hung too high out of the strike zone.
Yep.
Runner at second, two outs. Warriors lead 7-1, top of the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch. Is that breaking ball called strike three? That was a pearl, as that just fell right off the table. And Rosen comes in and strikes out two Saints and leaves the runner in scoring position. Four St. Martins here in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left. Head to the bottom of inning number six. It's the Warriors 7, St. Martins 1.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit the market like forever. Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Sherlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 7-1 Stanislaus. We'll be back out here tomorrow morning. Mike and I will be on the air at 11:45 with the Plate Against Sports pregame show. First pitch will be at 12 noon. It'll be Rocco Garola in game one and Pierce Saylor in game two for Stanislaus. We have not been given probable starters for the Saints. I would guess one of the starters would be Blaze Wong as he started, I think, 11 or 12 games last year for the Saints, and he started one of the games down in San Marcos last weekend on Saturday. So I'm going to take an educated guess on that one. The other one, I have no idea who it's going to be, because Scott actually started one of the games last weekend down in San Marcos, but he's come in the bullpen. He and Schumacher kind of piggybacking one another. This will be his third inning of work. He has given up a couple of runs so far, both of them unearned. It'll be the top of the order. It'll be Valdivia, Murphy, and Madrigal. Valdivia, a much better day today than we had last weekend. Robert is 1-for-2 with a walk. He has a three-run triple, and he has scored a run. He has also fouled out to first. His first time to face Scott. He was the last batter that Schumacher faced. Scott's first pitch fastball misses high, ball one. Seven-one Stanislaus. They only have five hits. But walks, errors, and hit batsmen, things we talked about in the opening, Mike, that were going to have been a problem for the Saints, have reared their ugly head again.
Well, and the Warriors are pretty much taking advantage almost every chance they've had. They're really, really doing well tonight, offensively.
Breaking ball misses outside. 2-1. I don't think they've driven the baseball maybe as well as we thought maybe they would. They've taken advantage of the six walks, the hit batter in the air.
Yep.
They've done the little things. And Valdivia is going to hit one out to center field. Hit not very well. He hit it off the end of the bat. Now coming in is Hogue, and he'll run and make the catch in shallow left center field for out number one. That was it right off the end of the bat. It went nowhere.
Yeah, he didn't get much on that one. We caught a little out in front, which we've been kind of story of the evening for the Stanislaus Warrior hitters. They've really been out in front a lot.
And even though Scott throws harder than Schumacher, he's still not a guy that's going to light up the radar gun.
No.
Danny Murphy will be the batter. Murphy is 0-for-1. He has walked, hit a sacrifice fly, and grounded third base. First pitch misses high, ball one.
And talk about the Warriors hitters getting out in front. The shortstop's playing way over in the hole. I mean, he's probably 65 feet from second base.
Yeah, they really
Way over
exaggerated
half.
Shifts as Murphy's going to hit one on two big
right
jumps a second. Miyazaki's got it. His throw is a little high, but Hartnett, 6 foot two. Actually, they said he pulled his foot, and Murphy is safe. We're going to give the error to the first baseman, I believe. That's what they said. As it was not a bad throw. I mean, I thought he was going to be out, and Hartnett just pulled his foot off the bag. Not because you need to reach for the throw. He just took it off too soon.
Yeah, it was a little up the line, but not near enough for him to pull his foot off. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Second error in as many innings for the Saints. It cost him two runs in the fifth. We'll see if the Warriors take advantage here. And Badger going to hit one high and deep to center. Going back is Hogue on the near the warning track. He makes the catch for out number two. When that left the bat, I thought that had a chance to be something, and it just kind of died.
Yeah, it didn't quite catch the barrel, I don't think, or just had a little too high of a trajectory, I think.
And though it's a beautiful day, Mike, it is probably about 5 to 7 degrees colder today than it was last weekend. Even though it was wetter last weekend, it was warm.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Solis will be the batter. Solis takes a first pitch fastball for a strike. Solis has singled, he has walked and scored, and he has grounded a third. So, Scott trying to pitch through the air. Solis late on a fastball and pops it foul down the right field side. It'll drift into the St. Martin's bullpen. And quickly, he is behind 0-2.
Caroms off a tree and lands in the right to the right fielder. Man, it is really beautiful here tonight.
Well, I think they got the time wrong on the Pomona-Colorado Mesa game. I think the first pitch is at 6 o'clock because the lineups just went in. And that is a good series. If you like pitching, that's your series. Solis on a breaking ball, check swing. He did not go around, and it's 1-2. And I like pitching.
Yeah.
Colorado Mesa beat Pomona yesterday 4-2.
Good pitching and good offense. I like them both.
I do too.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose a 4-2 or a 17-13, I'm choosing 4-2.
Yeah, unless you're watching football.
Well, that's true. A pitch is hit high in the air, deep left field, and it is gone! Alex Solis, touch them all, a two-run homer, and it's now 9-1, and the air bites the Saints again.
And that was a no-doubter.
That was a no-doubter.
That was a bomb.
That was a line shot over the 4-foot-high fence, almost cleared the green fence, and onto Christopherson Avenue. I don't think it got
sure
that
it
far.
Okay, I couldn't tell. It looked like it might have cleared that fence, too, but it was close.
It was a little too low.
Yeah,
so
Solis
right. With his first home run of the year, his first two RBIs. And for the second consecutive inning, an error just kills the Saints.
Yeah, that was a shot.
So Perez now. Fastball, outside corner, strike one. And Flavio, here's the one thing I always look at Flavio, Mike. Front foot. Where's the front foot? Is it going out towards third base? Or is it staying in and driving towards right center? That one went out. And it did there again. And he swings and misses on a breaking ball. He's behind in the count, 0-2. Flavio's going good when the front foot goes right back to the pitcher and he drives the ball right center field. Now, he drove one to right center field last time and got run down by Hogue. And Flavio, on a breaking ball, chops one into the dugout.
It seems to me like he's just not staying back.
A little over anxious?
Yeah, maybe. His weight is going way toward the front too much, it seems to me.
Flavio 0-for-3 tonight. Breaking ball in the dirt to the backstop, and it's 1-2. Well, we said Solis and Valdivia. Somebody was going to pay for the slow starts. Well, Valdivia's got a three-run triple, and Solis has got a two-run homer, and he's been on base three times.
It's going to feel good after last weekend.
Fastball low, 2-2. You got a feel for Nicky Scott. He's thrown the ball well. He should have been at it two innings, 1-2-3. Yeah. Instead, he's given up four runs. None of them earned, but they still count.
Yeah, and those errors, I like to call those unforced errors.
Perez going to hit and pop one up. Shallow right field, out the second baseman, Sesko, and then it's going to be a collision, and the ball's going to fall. Hustling into second base with a dive is Perez. We'll see what they call it, but now you got to make sure that Statsgau and Sasaki are okay as they collided and they are both still down on the ground now. Statsgau gets up. Sasaki still sitting, trying to take some inventory.
And who do you give the error to? That's going to be a tough one.
I think you're probably going to give it. Statsgau had it in his glove and Sasaki running into him knocked it out.
Yeah, I think.
So I think you almost have to give the error to the right fielder. That's a brutal error. And now the most biggest concern is the Statsgau and Sasaki. Okay, those are two of the key players for St. Martin's. You cannot have those guys hurt. They've already lost their starting catcher, Kelton Tom, who got hit on a ball in the dirt and had to come out of the game.
Well, and that's why it's so important to communicate. You've got to talk when you're out there. You know, I got it, take it, take it. Both guys got to know who's going to catch it.
Looks like they're both going to stand, which is
good
news.
Yeah.
So we're going to give the error to the right fielder, I believe. It will go to Sasaki for knocking the ball out of Stasko's glove. Second error of the inning, third error of the game for the Saints. Well, it was interesting. With Schumacher out there, it was the walks that hurt him. With Scott out there, it's been the errors.
Yeah, the unforced errors for sure. And give it up to Flavia for two, for hustling. Hustling around first, not, you know, being... With two outs, not being, you know, upset because he popped up.
Exactly.
He hustled it out. Now he puts himself in scoring position.
So Navarrete Jr. will bat with the runner in scoring position and two outs. First pitch, fastball outside, ball one. Navarrete Jr. is 1-for-3. He's singled and scored. He has struck out. He's reached on an error and scored. So he's got a couple of runs scored in this game. Left-handed hitter has got a major open stance. He is looking to drive the ball. I saw him hit one in a scrimmage here on a rocket to right field. Breaking ball, down and in, 2-0. Van Dyke waits on deck. Two runs in, the Warriors now lead 9-1. They have 9 runs on 6 hits. 6 walks, 3 errors. Navarrete Jr. swings and hits one right off the end of the bat right towards Van Dyke in the on-deck circle, and it's 2-1.
And St. Martin's playing in the pole like they have pretty much everybody else. Statsgau, second baseman, just got clobbered by the right fielder. He's playing way over in the hole.
And Sasaki is straight away and deep. 2-1 the count. Perez with his lead from second. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 3-1. Now, he may... Not that Van Dyke is any great, you know... Anything to sneeze at. He had a triple his last time up off of Scott. But Scott being very careful with Navarrete Jr. here. He's got an open first base. Three-one pitch. Is swung and hit high in the air. Not that deep. Back is Hogue. Still now fighting the dust. And he falls down and he makes the catch just in front of the warning track. To retire the side. The dusk has come here to Turlock, and Hogue battled that and the lights and was able to make the catch. But the Warriors add on 2 more on the 2-run homer by Solis, a runner left at second. We're through 6 here in Turlock. Stanislaus 9, St. Martin's 1.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Now, Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Top of the seventh inning, the line score reads for Stanislaus, 9 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. For St. Martin's, 1 run, 6 hits, 3 errors. Cam Rosen out for his second inning of work. And he will face the bottom third of the order. It'll be Hogue, Yonamine, and Miyasaki for the Saints. Isaac Hode, who battled the lights and the dusk and wrestled that high fly ball off the bat of Navarrete Jr. to end the bottom of the sixth. Got a defensive change into the ballgame. Playing second will be Jacob Reyes for Ryan Lee and Asia. And Asia going to get last three innings off. First pitch breaking ball misses somewhere. Ball one. Reyes, transfer from Merced College. He will get his first at-bat as a Warrior in the bottom of the inning. That slow breaking ball is off the plate on the other side, and it's 2-0. Hogue today reached on an error, and he bounced to first. Fastball swung on and missed as Rosen pounds the strike zone there behind 2-0, and it's 2-1. Hogue, who last year at Everett Community College hit .248, no home runs, 21 RBIs. 2-1 pitch misses 3-1. Well, he hasn't missed by much. I think if you were to add up the three misses, it might equal one whole baseball. He has been really close. Fastball misses outside, ball four, and that's a five-pitch walk to start the seventh.
And that's not what you want to see.
What Rosen was trying to do there.
No, you score two runs in an inning, you're up 9-1, you got to pound the zone here. I don't care if they hit it out of the park, you got to set up some strikes.
So Yonemite, who doubled the deep right field his first time up, scored the lone St. Martin's run.
On the positive side, that was the first walk of the night, right?
It is, first walk of the night. Valentine hit the first batter of the game, Olabaugh, and that was it.
That's right, yeah.
Breaking ball misses low, ball one. Well, he's not missing by much other than the 3-1 pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Fastball, inside corner, strike one. That had a little pop.
Yeah.
You know, Rosen, you think of a guy that's a, you know, curveball first, but the fastball had a little giddy up there. There's the breaking ball, hangs up high, and it's 2-1. Doesn't have quite the same feel for that pitch here in this inning as he had it in the sixth. Austin Valentine went five, left a little tightness in his shoulder. And a quick throw to first and diving back as Hogue. I cannot imagine Hogue going anywhere down 9-1.
Yeah, that doesn't...
If he does, and he doesn't get it, he just might want to keep going. Fastball hit on the hands to third. To his left is Perez. He'll go to second for one. Reyes will eat it. It'll be the force play. Fielder's choice allows Yonemite to get on first. Out at second is Hogue. One down, and Miyasaki will be the batter. Miyasaki is 0-for-2. He has struck out, and he has grounded a short.
Yeah, that ball does not hit near hard enough. There's no way they're going to turn two, so I like Reyes not even making a throw there.
And that's where a guy in his first, you know, few innings in the field trying to make an impression wisely didn't make a throw there.
Yeah.
First pitch to Miyasaki, misses low, ball one. Where's lead? 9-1 here. We play the seventh. There's that nice curveball, drops in there for a strike. You know that curveball reminds me of, we talked about Bert Hooten, another guy? A little bit.
Who is that?
Less old. He pitched for the Dodgers, okay, in the 70s. Yes, 70s. I was alive then. I was young, but I was alive. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. Scott Sanderson.
Yep.
Old Chicago Cub, pitched for the Giants a little bit. Similar kind of right over the top, 12-6. What we mean by 12-6 is it, if you look at a clock, yes, there are clocks that have 12 to 6 that goes straight down. There's a high chopper short. Going to be a tough play to get a double play. They get the force on, you know what I mean, but Miyasaki safe at first. Another fielder's choice. Two away, and we go back up to the top of the order in Peter Hollebaugh. That, again, not here nearly hard enough.
No, another, yeah. Big chopper. Valdivia set back on it just to make sure he get one out. He could have tried charging it, but I think it's, that was a wise decision when you're up 9-1. Make sure you get the sure out.
Hollebaugh, who was hit by a pitch, grounded out, and then doubled to deep right center field to drive in the lone St. Martin's run, takes a breaking ball for a strike. Again, Hollebaugh and Staskow, the last two guys that have not seen Rosen. And if you have not seen that curveball, even if you're watching the dugout, it looks different when you're at the plate.
Yeah, apparently, because nobody's picking it up.
Breaking ball hit back up the middle. Reyes has got it. He'll take it to the bag himself. And Rosen pitches through the leadoff walk. for the Saints in the seventh. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a runner left. It's seventh inning stretch time here in Turlock. It's the Warriors 9, St. Martin's 1.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 9-1 Stanislaus. Nicky Scott out there for his fourth inning of relief, and he's thrown the ball exceptionally well. In his three innings of work, he's only given up two hits. He's given up four runs, none of them earned. He has not walked the batter. He struck one out, but two errors, followed by a triple by Van Dyke and a two-run homer by Solis. The damage that has happened to Scott. He'll face the bottom third of the order. It'll be Van Dyke, Baker, and our first look at Jacob Reyes.
Jacob Reyes with no at-bats last weekend?
No at-bats. Yeah. He did play an inning in the field.
Okay. Good, yeah.
Played the ninth inning in the field on Sunday afternoon in the second game of the doubleheader. So Van Dyke, who has had a good game, he struck out, walked, and he hit a RBI triple and scored a run in the fifth. That triple was off of Scott. Funny, you'd think he'd be more comfortable against the left-hander, but Van Dyke didn't really pick up that slow curveball by Schumacher, and he's actually had better swings against Scott. First pitch, fastball, outside corner, strike one.
Yeah, I just kind of felt the same way, too, which
breaking
is weird.
Ball, dips a little low, 1-1.
Being a righty myself, I always felt better hitting right-handed pitchers. Maybe because I faced more of them as I was growing
up. I think that's
up.
What happens, especially growing up, unless you're in an area where there's lots of lefties.
Yeah.
Breaking ball, catches the outside corner, maybe a little slider, 1-2. I'll tell you one thing, as a left-handed pitcher, sometimes I would struggle with left-handed hitters because you saw them so infrequently.
Yeah.
Breaking ball, hit high in the air, center field, hit pretty well, but not real enough. As Hogue now has to stop in his tracks, almost hits the deck, but keeps his feet and makes the catch for out number one. He came tearing in on that, and at the last minute realized, oh, man, that's hit a little better than I thought. Slammed on the brakes, and the feet almost went out from under him.
Yeah, you wonder if it's a little slick out there. I mean, he did slip that one triple that we had earlier in the game. You wonder if it's a little slick out there. Because he's made some spectacular catches tonight. Two really nice running catches.
First pitch, fastball, outside corner, strike one. Jacob Baker tonight is 1-for-1. He has knocked in two runs. He has scored a run. He has had a productive night from the eighth hole. Going to swing and hit a high fly ball. Shallow right center field, coming in as Sasaki. He will make the catch as he calls out Statskow, and quickly there are two away.
A little better communication on that one.
Yeah, I think they were making sure they were communicating on that one.
That was his 50th pitch right there, so he's already there.
He's been economical. He's three and two-thirds innings on 50 pitches, whereas Schumacher threw 81 pitches in three innings. So Jacob Reyes, his first at bat as a Warrior. The first pitch is a fastball taken for a strike. For Reyes, last year at Merced College, he hit 315 with a homer and 19 RBIs in 39 games. Had five doubles and a couple of triples. He walked 23 times and got hit 16 times.
Oof.
Struck out 27 times. So if you get walked and hit more than you strike out, that's pretty good.
Yeah. That's not bad. That's not a bad season.
Breaking ball?
No.
He did not go, and it's 2-1. Had a five-hit game last year against Taft.
Did he play second base?
I think he played more shortstop last year. And he's going to drive one to center field, hit pretty well. On his horse is Hogue, still going, and it is going to be off the bottom of the wall. Hitting second and heading for third is Reyes, and he will cruise in with a sliding triple, and he's got his first hit as a Warrior, and the dugout gets excited.
I'll tell you what, that ball was hammered. That was the best swing of the night right there. And I'll tell you why. He waited back on that pitch and really, really drove it, letting the ball get deep, and that ball was crushed.
I think last weekend, that's a home run.
Yeah, that ball was hammered.
So Reyes showing some pop, not a big guy.
No, no.
And now he'll be at third with two outs for Valdivia.
Yeah, that's an impressive swing right there.
They list Reyes at 5'8", 165.
That's probably about right.
That was smoked.
Yeah, that was not a typical hit from a 5'8", 165.
No, it was not.
I was
it. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-0. Valdivia tonight has walked, hit a three-run triple, scored a run. He's also fouled out and flied to center. So officially he is 1-for-3 with a triple and three RBIs and a run scored. Fastball misses inside.
Well, I've been mentioning it all night about guys getting out in front. Reyes was not out in front at all. He let the ball get deep and really drove the ball, which is nice to see.
3-0 pitch as Valdivia squares to bunt. Not going to bunt, and he takes a fastball down the chute. 3-1. And Valdivia's got to spin out of the way, a high fastball in under the chin, and he will walk for the second time. Third time he's been on base. First walk given up by Scott. With two outs and runners at the corners, Danny Murphy will bat. Murphy today is 0-for-2. He has walked, hit a sacrifice fly. He's grounded to third, and he's reached on an error and scored. And now St. Martin's coach Joey Swanson going to take the slow walk to the mound and check on Scott. For Scott, now that was his 60th pitch. There has been action in the St. Martin's bullpen. And again, the bright red jerseys with the small, thin blue numbers, a little tough to read, especially now that it's dark. They're going to leave Scott out there, and he'll face Murphy. Murphy has faced Scott twice. He has grounded to third, and he's reached on an error by the first baseman. Hartnett pulled his foot off on a throw that was just a little bit wide, but he easily should have been able to keep his foot on the bag. First pitch, fastball at the knees, strike one. Reyes the runner at third, Valdivia the runner at first. Normally you might say, hey, maybe run a little play here first and third, but up 9-1, nah.
Yeah, let the hitters hit, let them get some good pitches.
Huge hole on the right side.
Yeah.
And I mean huge. Yeah. Breaking ball hangs up high, 1-1. If you're watching on Flo College, you could drive 6 semis through that side over there. I mean, there, Staskow was about 2 steps to the first base side of second. Is Murphy going to ground one to short? Miyazaki's got it. His throw will be off the bag, but tagging Murphy is Hartnett, and the side is retired. For the Warriors here in the 7th. No runs, a hit, a walk, and 2 left. We're ahead to the 8th. It's the Warriors 9, St. Martin's 1.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at pricefordofturlock.com to learn more.
You know what I mean?
Top of the 8th inning. Cam Rosen back out there. And there is no activity in the Stanislaus pen, which makes you think maybe they're just going to let Rosen go here and see if he can get a 4-inning save. Austin Ballantyne, he went the first 5, scattered 5 hits, allowed just 1 run, did not walk a batter, struck out 3 in line to get the win.
Well, is Rosen a guy they could put in the starting lineup? Starting rotation?
I don't know. I think they're going to have to figure out, can he get through a lineup multiple times with that breaking ball? Because it's like he's been very effective the first time through the order in both of his appearances. Can he get through there a second time?
Yeah, gotcha.
I think that's the question. I think he's ideal in this kind of role as more of a middle-inning long man.
Yeah.
Because he's very different. Like, Ballantyne throws 3/4, everything breaks to the side. Rosen is right over the top.
So it's a completely different look.
Completely different.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good combo, you know.
So it'll be Stascow, Hartnett, and Sasaki, the 2-3-4 hitters for the Saints. For Stascow, he is 1-for-3, has struck out, singled, and flied to left. He and Sasaki had a scary collision out in shallow right center field a couple innings ago. Fortunately, both guys are all right. First pitch to Stascow, misses outside, ball one.
It's somewhat good to see the non-communication at this level because it happens where I'm coaching quite often.
Oh, I'm sure.
And not that we don't want to see it here, obviously. We definitely don't want to see anybody getting hurt or anything, but at the level I coach in high school, you guys, they just forget to call, you know? And
sure. Well, they think that they've got it and there's nobody else around them.
Yeah.
1-1 pitch is a slow breaking ball that drops in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. This is the last guy that is seeing Rosen for the first time. First time he's seen that hard breaking ball. 1-2 pitch is that breaking ball. He did not hold up, and he goes down on strikes, and that's strikeout number 3 for Rosen. One away, and Alex Hartnett will be the batter. Hartnett struck out looking his last time up. He has struck out twice, and he has singled in his 3 at-bats. You know, one of the things for the St. Martins, too, is San Marcos has no lights. So this is their first game under the lights today, and that's different.
It sure is.
First pitch, breaking ball, misses low, ball one.
I did not like playing under the lights.
I loved it.
I just couldn't see as well as during the day.
Because we played at home at Petretti Park, was our home field when high school, and that was a great place to play, as Hartnett takes a swing at a high fastball and fouls it back to the screen, 1-1. They have finally got it going in San Bernardino and Pomona. San Bernardino hosting Regis University of Denver. That is scoreless in the bottom of the first. Fastball, right there, strike 2. San Bern's got the bases loaded. Nobody out. And Colorado Mesa and Pomona, scoreless in the bottom of the first. 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball cued off the end of the bat. Ooh. Look out. Ugly finder.
Yep. Who did we get?
I don't know, but it's not Joey Guzzo who's the ugly finder guy. He's just further down the...
I almost got McNeil. Right. I see him standing right over there.
It almost got him. We can't call Mike Ugly finder because he's coached at third base now. All right, we can't use that anymore.
Okay.
1-2 pitch, breaking ball cued off the end of the bat again.
Well,
towards the Warrior dugout.
This guy's seen him twice.
And he's still way out in front.
Yeah, he's not close. He's hitting off the cap.
And now you wonder, boy, you go to a high fastball, a little in on the hands.
Done. Yep.
Be in big trouble. Fastball. Did he go? No, he did not. Hartnett cannot hold up. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the 8 for Rosen. 2 away. And Hunter Sasaki will be the batter. Sasaki is 1-for-3. He's into a double play. He's grounded out to third on a nice play by Perez, and he had an infield single his last time up. The only hit allowed by Rosen. He's going to drive one to center field, hit pretty well. Back is Baker. He will get there. He will make the catch. And a 1-2-3 inning for Cam Rosen. Nothing doing for the Saints here in the 8th. We're going to head to the bottom of inning number 8. Stanislaus leads St. Martin's 9-1.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
We got a new pitcher for the Saints. Riley Smalling will come in. He will pitch the bottom of the 8th inning. A nice outing by Nicky Scott, even though the numbers may not say it. He goes 4 innings. He gives up 3 hits, 4 runs, none of them earned. He walked one, he struck out one, and his defense let him down.
Big time, yeah.
Three errors.
And they were not real difficult plays. They're right
no,
at
they
him.
Weren't.
Yeah, unforced errors, I like to call them. But.
So Riley Smalling will make his debut for the Saints this year. He did not pitch last weekend. Smalling. Get his information here in just a second. 6 foot, 205 pounder from Redlands, California. He is a redshirt sophomore. And he will face the heart of the order. It'll be Madrigal, Solis, and Perez to face Smalling. And actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter. It's going to be Austin Sargent will hit for Solis after Madrigal bats. JD, quiet night. He is 0 for 4 with a couple of punch-outs. First pitch, breaking ball taken for a strike. Smalling, who throws exclusively from the stretch. Deal. One strike pitch hangs inside 1-1. Threw another breaking ball, and that one did not break. Madrigal waits. 1-1 pitch. That breaking ball drops in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. And they're softballing Madrigal to death.
Yeah.
He has seen nothing but breaking balls today.
He's been out in front, and they're reading it, you know. I guarantee they're doing a scouting report on him over there.
The 1-2 pitch, another breaking ball,
yep.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and Madrigal goes down on strikes for the third time today. So JD, after a monster weekend last weekend, is 0 for 5.
Well, did they throw harder last weekend? Were they throwing harder or not?
Ew. Oh, yes, they were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe his kryptonite here. Softer throwers, you know, with small, good off-speed stuff.
So, Smalling, this is his debut as a Saint. So, Austin Sargent will be the batter. He will pinch hit for Solis, officially known as Sarge. First pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, ball one. Sarge had one at-bat last weekend, and he struck out. Sargent had big numbers last year in junior college. Got a ton of power. Talking to some of the players, he's some balls as far as they've ever seen hit.
Wow, no kidding.
Inside, 2-0. Last year, Sarge hit .329 with 6 homers and 44 RBIs in 38 games. He also stole 4 bases. The year before, he hit .333 with a home run and 3 RBIs. So in 47 games in JC, he hit 7 homers and knocked in 47 runs.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
So swing and pop one foul out of play, and it's 2-1.
Who is this?
Mount San Jacinto.
Okay.
That is that's some good baseball down there in southeastern part of Los Angeles.
Okay.
2-1 the count. 9-1 Stanislaus, bottom of the 8th. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. These big guys, they don't like to see the breaking ball. They want to see the hard stuff.
Yeah, they're having a hard time with it.
They're just not picking it up. No activity in the Stanislaus pen, so Cam Rosen's going to get a chance to get a 4-out or 4-inning save. Two pitch, hangs inside, and it's 3-2.
So you like to see Stan, too, throwing their pitchers going deep early in the year. Give some other guys a chance to do the same, you know?
Well, like Kenny said, last weekend and this weekend and next week, it's figuring out what you got. Because when San Bernardino comes here 2 weeks from tonight, it gets
on.
Real.
Yeah.
It's on like Donkey Kong, right?
Yep.
Breaking ball hangs inside, ball 4, and Sargent draws a walk. He gets on base for the first time as a Warrior. The one-out walk here in the bottom of the 8th inning, and Flavio Perez will be the batter. Flavio is 0 for 4. He has popped to right, struck out, flied to deep right center field on a nice running catch by Hogue, and then he had a pop-up into the Bermuda Triangle. as Jackson Brooks is going to come in, and he is going to run for Austin Sargent. Brooks will stay in the game and probably play center field, and more than likely Jacob Baker will move to left. And then Perez hit a ball into the Bermuda Triangle that Stascow and Sasaki collided. Stascow had caught it, and Sasaki did not yield to the infielder, and he ran over Stascow to knock the ball out of his glove and was charged with an error. First pitch fastball taken for a strike. Brooks, who's got great speed, but at this point of the game, will not be running up 9-1.
And where's the threshold on that? What do you think?
If you get to more than five after the, in the eighth, ninth, I think that's probably it. Perez hits one a mile high, middle of the diamond. Stascow going to do the pop-up dance, and he's going to make the catch about 10 feet to the first base side of second, and there are two away.
That was what we call a major league pop-up.
We used to call that a home run in a silo.
Yeah.
Two away, and Art Navarrete Jr. will be the batter. Navarrete Jr. is 1-for-4. He has singled. He's reached on an error. He's scored twice. He's also struck out and flat out to deep center field. He hit one that I thought was really struck well that Hoag ran down in deep center field his last time up.
Yeah, that was a nice play. Hoag played a good center field, minus that one triple that he tried to
came up on. He got wet and the feet just went out from under him.
That's kind of now that he's played, and we've seen him play for 8 innings, he's a good center fielder.
Yeah, he can go
that
get it.
That was seemed like a fluke, but.
Brooks with a very short lead at first, held on by Hartnett. And Navarrete Jr. way out in front of a high changeup, and it's 1-1. Smalling pulled the string, and Hart was way out in front.
Not a place you want to keep a changeup, though.
No, that usually gets hit a long ways.
Yeah.
Smalling not really as quick a worker as Scott was. Fastball misses outside, 2-1.
No, that's a good point, yeah. He's about 10 seconds slower per pitch.
At least. At least.
Yeah.
9-1 Warriors. Big hits in the game. Bases clearing triple by Valdivia in the second, and a two-run homer by Solis in the sixth. And Navarrete Jr. going to just hit a little soft line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks, who can fly, is already at third as Sasaki can't pick it up. And then they throw it and try to pick off Navarrete Jr. They throw it away, and scoring from third is Brooks. And it's 10-1. Navarrete Jr. got too far off of first base. Sasaki, in his haste to pick him off, threw it in the dirt. It bounced away from Hartnett and rolled into the infield. And Brooks recognized it and scored easily from third. It'll be another error and another unearned run. And it's 10-1. So a single for Navarrete. And the error on Sasaki, his second of the game. No RBI, and it's an unearned run unless Mr. Van Dyke gets a base hit.
Yeah, Sasaki's having a rough night out there in right field, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He had a tough time when the sun was bearing down on him, too. First pitch breaking ball spins Van Dyke out of the way.
I mean, he had Maverick dead to rights.
He was going to be out by 5 feet.
But he was aimed to throw towards second, and then he redirected his arm towards first and just threw it 6, 7, 8 feet short of the first base.
As Jeremy Affleck would say, the old Giants reliever threw a scud.
Yes.
Breaking ball hangs inside, 2-0. So Navarrete Jr.'s got himself a two-hit day.
It almost looked like Navarrete went off on purpose to draw the throw to get the guy to score. But I don't think that was
That was not the plan.
No, I don't think so.
No, it was not. Can promise you it was not. So it's 10-1 Stanislaus, where he's getting double figures for the first time this year. And Smalling behind in the count to Van Dyke, 2-0. Fastball, check swing, roller. It'll end up near Baker in the on-deck circle, and it's 2-1. That is not the kind of swing you want to do 2-0.
I was just about to say that verbatim. Yeah, you got to be taking a serious hack 2-0, especially when you're up 10-1. Why not, right?
Exactly.
Why not? Use this time to really get your swing and your timing locked in. And if you miss, oh well.
Van Dyke has an RBI triple in this game. He scored a run. He's also walked, struck out, and flied to center. And that hangs up high, and it's 3-1. All of a sudden, Smalling can't get that breaking ball over the plate. Jacob Baker, who's had a nice day, been on base twice, knocked in a couple of runs, waits on deck. We're going to have some thinking to do for our Played Against Sports player of the game.
Yeah, I'll start thinking about that.
Fastball misses high, ball 4. And the inning continues as Van Dyke draws a walk. His second walk that he has drawn today, he has been on base 3 times. Now Brady Jr. moves to second, and now Jacob Baker will bat. Baker has been hit by a pitch and scored, had an RBI single, had a sacrifice suicide squeeze bunt in the 5th, and then he popped out to shallow right in the 7th. So officially, 1-for-2 with a whole lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, we haven't had a ton of hits, but maybe it goes to the person who's walked the most. I don't know. We'll see how that plays out.
First pitch to Baker is swung in and fouled back to the screen, strike 1. We can't determine yet if the runs that was scored by Brooks is unearned or not because he was still at third base. So if Baker gets a hit, he would have scored anyway.
Right.
So then it's not technically an unearned run.
Right. And that's the kind of swing right there that Baker just took. You want to see on the first pitch.
Yeah. That's what
that was a hack.
That's what you wanted Van Dyke to do on the 2-0 pitch.
Yeah.
Baker takes a pitch in the dirt on a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Well, San Bernardino got a run in the first inning. They lead Regis 1-0 as they play the bottom of the second. But bases loaded, nobody out in the first. You want to get more than one. Baker's going to hit one out into right center field. Uh-huh. Ho going to chase after. It's going to be Sasaki, though, as the ball dies in right center field, who makes the catch to retire the side. For the Warriors here in the 8th, they pick up a run on a hit, a big error, and they leave 2 on. We're going to head to inning number 9. It's Stanislaus 10, St. Martin's 1.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
We've reached the 9th inning, and Warriors have a 10-1 lead. 10 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Stanislaus. 1 run, 6 hits, 4 errors for St. Martin's. And really, after playing a clean first 5 innings, Mike, the St. Martin's defense has left them.
Yeah, it's not like the errors they've made are tough balls. Right at them, first baseman takes his foot off the bag, right fielder makes a silly throw from right off the grass to the first baseman.
First pitch to Ingram is swung on a miss. Strike 1. It'll be Ingram, Shabbat, and Hogue.
Yeah, if you're pitching for St. Martin's today later in the game, it's got to be pretty frustrating.
And this was the problem for them last week, and we talked about it. Too many mistakes. First pitch breaking ball. Our next pitch is line to left, right at Brooks, who is in left field. We thought Baker would go to left, but it's actually Brooks in left. And he makes the catch for out number 1, and he almost misjudged that. The ball kind of died on him at the last second, and he makes the catch for out number 1.
Yeah.
Kyle Shabbat will be the batter. Shabbat is 0-for-2. He has sacrificed. He's grounded out, and he struck out looking. First pitch fastball taken for a second. Rosen is just dealing.
He is. I was just about to say that, too. He's really throwing well. He's keeping him tremendously off balance, hitting spots. His curveball, he's throwing it for first pitch, second pitch. Strikeout pitch, he's mixing it up well.
Breaking ball hangs inside, 1-1. And you know what, it's not easy as a reliever to get, basically go from sitting in the dugout to go out, get loose, and come into a game when you can get have as long as you need to, because some guys rush that thinking they need to get out there as that breaking ball hangs inside, 2-1. You know, they'll rush themselves, they're not really ready, and then the first 3-4 hitters they face, it's a disaster.
Well, he had to come in the unusual circumstance, too. Valentine got injured, and so he had to start from scratch, knowing he's coming right into the game.
Right.
So that's just unusual.
Fastball misses low, and Rosen going to take a walk.
Yeah, I'm not sure that missed, but...
I guess it was low. And Cam's got to, can't forget a 3-1. You can't wait too long, because that would be ball four. 3-1 to count to Shabbat. One out here in the ninth inning. The Warriors lead 10-1. Three-run pitch is looped to second. Back is Reyes, and he will dive, but he can't make the catch. And it'll be a second base hit of the night, first hit of the night for Shabbat. And St. Martin's has had about four of those.
Now he,
just fangs. Boy, Reyes gave it everything he had. He just couldn't quite reach that little flip shot.
No, you definitely can't fault Reyes. He gave max effort on that one. Ran out as hard as he could and went vertical about 4 feet in the air.
and it needed about 4.5.
Yes. Yep.
Hoag will be the batter. Hoag has been on base twice as he swings and misses at a breaking ball, strike one. He's reached on an error. He's walked, and he's also bounced to first. So he'll be pitch number 50 for Rosen in 3 1/3.
That's fantastic.
Warriors have thrown 115 pitches in 8 1/3 innings. That's really good. In today's baseball, as many pitches as you've seen thrown, breaking ball misses inside, 1-1. One walk tonight, 7 strikeouts. And you know what? When you only walk one, a team gets 7 hits, you can only give up 1 run.
Yep.
Fastball, late on it is Hoag, and he shoots it foul left side out of play, and it's 1-2. Whereas you look at it with St. Martin's, Warriors only have 8 hits. But St. Martin's has walked 9, they've hit a batter, and they've committed 4 errors.
Yep.
And that's why it's 10-1.
You got one extra hit. You got one more hit to their team, and you have 9 more runs?
Yeah.
Where does that, how does that happen? Well, walks and errors.
Breaking ball, swung on and missed strike 3, and that is strikeout number 5 for Rosen. We have a pinch hitter for, you know what I mean? It is going to be number 16. It is A.J. Killian. Killian, another backup catcher for the Saints. First pitch breaking ball misses outside. Ball one. Stick with us for the Cut Steakhouse postgame show as we will have our Played Against Sports player of the game. Mike and I will recap the game, get you ready for tomorrow. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike one. Killian, who last year had one at bat and went 0-for-1. Swings late and fouls it back to the screen, and now the Saints down to their final strike. Alright, we'll be on the air at 11:45 tomorrow morning. First pitch for the 2 9-inning double hitters by Rocco Garola will be at noon. Navarrete Jr. not even holding on. Hoag, and that's a break, or Shimoda, and that is a breaking ball swung on and missed strike 3. And Cam Rosen gets the Warriors their victory and a special victory for Coach Kenny Leonasio, his 500th. Career victory. Congratulations to Coach Kenny on a milestone win and a very impressive performance here by Stanislaus, in particular Austin Ballantyne and Cam Rosen, as they scatter 7 hits and the Warriors win it by a final of 10-1. 10 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Stanislaus. 1 run, 7 hits, 4 errors for St. Martin's. The winning pitcher, Austin Ballantyne, he goes to 1-0. The save to Cam Rosen, that is his first. The loss goes to Jake Schumacher. He falls to 0-2. Time of the game, 2 hours and 34 minutes. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Cut Steakhouse postgame show right after this.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cut Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers.
and I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Now, Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Kenny Leonesio's 500th victory, an impressive one, as Stanislaus State defeats St. Martin's by a final of 10-1. The Warriors improved to 1-4. St. Martin's falls to 0-5. And it's time for our scoring recap brought to you by the Recovery Lab. Warriors got on the board in the second as Art Nebrady Jr. led off with a single after Van Dyke struck out. Jacob Baker was hit with an 0-2 pitch. Then Leonesio walked to load the bases. And with one out, Robert Valdivia hit a line drive into center field that bounced, and the center fielder Isaac Hogue slipped as he went to try to reach for it. It went past him, and it allowed all three runners to score on the three-run triple. Valdivia stopped at third, and it was 3-0. Warriors added another run in that inning as Danny Murphy hit a sacrifice fly to center field to score Valdivia, and the Warriors led 4-0. They added in the third as Solis led off with a walk. After Perez and Navarre Jr. struck out, Van Dyke walked, and then Jacob Baker singled home Solis with two outs, the 16th two-out RBI of the year for the Warriors, and they led 5-0. St. Martin's got their lone run in the fifth with one out. Cole Yadamine hit a double to right center field over the glove of J.D. Madrigal, and he was chased home on the double over the outstretched glove of Baker in right center field to make it 5-1. Stanislaus got those runs back and more in the bottom of the fifth. With one out, Art Navarrete Jr. reached on an error by the second baseman, and then Tyler Van Dyke tripled into deep left center field to make it 6-1. Jacob Baker had a sacrifice suicide squeeze bunt to make it 7-1. Warriors added two more in the sixth. With one out, an error allowed Murphy to reach, and with two outs, Alex Solis hit a booming two-run homer to left to make it 9-1, the 18th RBIs with two outs for Stanislaus. And finally, the Warriors added another run in the eighth. A one-out walk to Austin Sargent. He was run for by Brooks after Perez popped out. Navarrete Jr. singled to right, and Navarrete Jr. took way too big a turn at first, and Sasaki, the right fielder, in his haste to pick him off, threw the ball away. It allowed Brooks to score, and that made the game final score 10-1. And we are joined by our Played Against Sports player of the game, the man who picked up his first save as a Warrior, Cam Rosen. Cam, congratulations. Hey, get that close to your mouth so Mom and Dad can hear it. There we go. Cam, four innings of relief, two hits, no runs, a walk, six strikeouts. Your first two outings with Stanislaus have been pretty impressive, young man. Tell us a little bit about what it's been like to come here to Turlock after playing your first 2 years in Michigan.
It's a lot warmer.
We mentioned that.
Yeah, it's nice. Right now we'd be in the snow playing, so this is a lot better for sure. But no, I love the team here. Everybody's welcomed me super well. Everything's been great. I love the team here. I love the coaches. Everything's been a smooth transition.
So Cam, talk to us a little about it. You really use that over the top curveball, and then it makes that fastball you have what we call sneaky fast. Is that some way you've always pitched? You almost pitch a little bit backwards in a way?
Yeah, so my obviously I wasn't blessed with a 90-mile-an-hour arm, but my high school coach and then my college coach is where I was before, and here Mike and Kenny have been working me a lot with speed differential and my curveball. I've been able to develop it to where I can get it to where it is now, and then makes the fastball jump a little bit better. So it makes me look like I'm throwing harder than I am, which is always nice.
So Cam, last weekend tough. You guys, I thought, played really well most of the weekend, and yet you look up and you guys were 0-4. What was the conversation in the clubhouse this weekend as you guys prepared for the series against St. Martin's?
Yeah, Coach Leonesio did a great job of just kind of calming the guys down. And, like, obviously everybody was not happy with it. Like, you're not happy after losing four games. You get swept. Nobody wants to get swept. But he did a great job of just kind of rallying us back and, like, having us take a step back and just, look, we lost by one run in three of the games. Like, that's just how it is. You lose by one run, but the process was good. Everything we were doing was the right stuff, and we knew that they were going to come eventually. So, more.
Now, talk to us a little bit about, you get called in, Austin's shoulder tightens up a little bit. Have you ever had to do that before? You've had to come in where somebody gets hurt and you have to get ready, and you have as much time as you need, but we all know you feel like you kind of want to get ready as quickly as you can to keep the game going. What was your mindset in that?
Yeah, that was my first time doing that. It was definitely interesting because usually you get time to go down a stretch and do all that stuff slowly. But like you said, you have all the time you need, but you got everybody looking at you, everybody watching, everybody just sitting there. So you don't really feel like you have all the time. But it was a new experience, and I liked it. It worked out well, so I got to take my time and get in there. I kind of felt like a start there.
Cam, thank you so much. Congratulations. Great job. Your first career save.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good luck the rest of the weekend.
Appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
Cam Rosen, our Played Against Sports Player of the Game. And, Mike, as we look at the Warriors getting that first win of the season, 500th win for Kenny, what are your thoughts so far as you've watched them for the first time here today?
Well, I'm impressed. This is baseball right here. You know, Stanislaus played baseball. They lowered the walks, kept the walks down, two strikes, put the ball in play, and the results were fantastic.
Well, and you look at it, Mike, last year, Stanislaus walked 220-something guys in 47 games, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
In the first five games, they have walked 15. That's a huge change. And Coach Kenny said they were going to focus on pounding the strike zone and making good pitches, not trying to be too fine with everything.
Yeah, and you could tell they worked on that stuff in the off season. I mean, first five games, and your walks are really low like that. Guys are aware of it. You know, from last year, they remember the feeling of walking guys and how the game drags. The infielders aren't happy about it either. The outfielders aren't happy about it either because they got to stand out there while they're walking all these guys, right? And so they're aware of this, and they've worked on this in the off season, and it benefits everybody on the team when the walks are lower.
Well, you flip that to St. Martin's, who has struggled throwing strikes. They walk 9 to 8. They commit 4 errors. I guarantee you, they're not independent of one another.
Yeah.
And especially, you've been standing out there a long time, the physical and the mental starts to go a little bit, and you make mistakes you normally wouldn't make early in the ball game, and it really hurt St. Martin's. You know, I think the Warriors were by far the better team, but what should have probably been about a 5 or 6 to 1 game just turned into a blowout.
Yeah, when you walk a lot of hitters, your infielders are back on their heels, and you know they make errors when that happens. You know, so when you're throwing at a good pace and you're throwing a lot of strikes, everybody's in the game more, and it makes it more fun for everybody, even the fans.
And the broadcasters. We appreciate it.
Too. Yes, we do.
People know when the walks get crazy here, I get a little grumpy.
Yeah.
So a good game for Stanislaus. Yeah. They win it 10-1. Austin Ballantyne, a nice start. He continues to throw the ball well. Hopefully there's nothing too serious and he'll be able to get back out there again next weekend. The good thing is it's only a 3-game series next weekend, so if you do have to give him a weekend off, he should be fine and ready to go for San Bernardino. For the Warriors, it'll be Rocco Garrone, the lefty, tomorrow in game one, and then Pierce Saylor in game two. Both work quickly, both tend to pound the strike zone, so we'll see if Stanislaus can continue this and they continue to find a way to score runs, especially with two outs. And the Warriors did the little things much, much better today than they did last weekend, and that's one of the reasons why they get out of here with a 10-1 victory. Final thoughts, Mike?
No, I mean, there are a lot of extra base hits in key spots. We had Solis's 2-run home run. You mentioned that. You know, Valdivia had a 3-run triple. We also had Van Dyke had a 3-run, or a 2-run, excuse me.
RBI triple.
RBI triple, yeah. Jacob Reyes, first hit as a Warrior, triples off the center field fence. Just a lot of positive things, I think, today from the Warriors. Hopefully they can take it in tomorrow and really build and restart the beginning of their season.
Exactly. I think getting off early and scoring early against the St. Martin team that has struggled a little bit is a way to keep the momentum going for Stanislaus. So that'll do it here from Warrior Baseball Field. I want to thank you so much for listening. I want to thank our station manager, Spencer Boyd, for Jaheim and Autumn running the production on the video and audio side. We appreciate it. For Mike Stucker, my name is Brian Nelson, saying good night and God bless everybody. Final score. Stanislaus 10, St. Martin's 1. We'll see you tomorrow at noon.
You've been listening to Stanislaus State Baseball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. Be sure to visit the archive page for past games. Thank you for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.